you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SOUL at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SOUL. Enjoy.
The tradition of news, sports, and public affairs excellence continues. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington. The following is a sports presentation of News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. KBUR, your exclusive home for Burlington Greyhounds football. Kickoff is just minutes away. Burlington High School football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Corey Richards American Family Insurance, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Crawl Insurance in Burlington, Mitchell Arms and Outdoors, Bob Dodds Insurance in Danville, the Danville State Savings Bank, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's American Bar and Grill, Diamond Vogel Paints, Matt Raker State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Zeiser's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown Shoe Fit, Case Spine Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Orthopedics.
First, we go to the field for tonight's pregame show.
Let's go!
I crave the rush of the game.
Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Yes! Makes me feel like my 15 years ago when I was back in the studio and I had my own radio show. That's right, everybody. I had my own radio show. This is Scott Mason on the Morning Drive. Except it's the evening, week six of the Iowa high school football season, alongside absolutely nobody for at least the next 4 minutes and 2 seconds of game action as the curtain raiser is still ongoing. John Flaherty, my tag team partner, is two doors down. He is the public address announcer for these games. So he will not be with us, but we like to do the extended pregame show because you know what? I spend way too much time putting together stuff. I put together a media guide every week, things that only interest me, but I like to share with you, and you can't squeeze it all in a half hour. So we felt we would expand it a little bit throughout the course of this season, and we have done that every week. And right now, your score late in the fourth quarter, you hear cheering in the background because Clear Creek Amana just recovered an onside kick, but your score is right now Burlington 21, the Clippers 14. But we are here for some varsity football coming up in probably about 45 minutes from right now between the Burlington Greyhounds, who come into tonight's game with a record of 2-3 overall, 0-1 in the district, after a 48-0 loss last week at the hands of North Scott. They'll take on Clear Creek Amana. Clear Creek Amana just 1-4 overall, but all four of those losses in non-district play against teams that were no joke. I mean, when I'm talking about the Solons and the Williamsburgs and the Marions of this world, you're talking about a top 10 team in Solon in Class 2A, the number one team in Williamsburg in Class 3A, and Benton is no slouch either. Probably a truer test or a truer testament to what Clear Creek Amana is what they were able to do last week, which is at home defend their home turf against Oskaloosa, who started its season at 2-0. They're now 2-3, but Clear Creek Amana comes out on top 28-21 1 week ago. These two teams have never met before. Clear Creek Amana and Burlington, brand new district partners in Class 4A District 3, but they have never played football. In fact, the first I'd ever heard of any interaction between the two schools was actually last summer when my son, who's a baseball player, played Clear Creek Amana in JV and then varsity. I know they've played in volleyball as well, but on the football field, this is it. So everything I have to share with you statistically or anything like that here on the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show is purely here's Burlington and what their stats are right now, so we'll get right to it. Burlington is now, let me get to this. Here we go. I'm going to start in reverse order from the way I have it in front of me. Burlington now is 557. That's 557 wins, 486 losses, and 44 ties all time. There will never be another tie because Iowa high school football has overtime. So they'll never tie again unless that rule changes. 557, 486, and 44 all time, including 321, 216, and 16 right here at Braceville Stadium. The Hounds are 402, 339, and 14 on Fridays. Yeah, I figured that out. And after last week's loss, are now 11 and 82 against ranked opponents. So typically when the Grounds have run into ranked opponents, they have struggled, having lost 82 of 93 historical matchups. Head coach Jim Kreckel, now 15 and 15 overall in his two-plus seasons at the helm on the sidelines here in Burlington. On September 29th, the Burlington Greyhounds are 6-8 and 1. That is, of course, today's date. In September, the Hounds are 178, 174, and 8, and 55, 61, and 3 in week 6, including 28 and 29 right here at the friendly confines of Braceville. That was for you, Mark, in the studio, the friendly confines. We St. Louis fans don't call our stadium that because we're anything but, of course, this year, we're very friendly to everybody who came in because the Cardinals were so bad. But let's talk football. Burlington has not won a Week 6 game since 2012. That's right, it's been 11 long seasons since Burlington last won in Week 6, which this is. They defeated Clinton in Clinton by the score of 16-13. That's 10 consecutive games on Week 6 that the Hounds have lost, and 12 of the last 13. The last time they won here at home, Week 6 of 2007, a 49-20 win over Davenport West. Guess who was on the sidelines then? That's right, my tag team partner, one John Flaherty. That'll do it for the numbers. I don't, you know, until John gets here, I don't have a whole lot to talk about, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to shake things up a little bit. Think about a mixer, however you want to do it, but a pepper grinder. Yeah, that's what it is. We'll take a pepper grinder. We'll shake it up. We'll mix it all up because normally we wait a little bit to have this, but we didn't even have Jim Kreckel last night. Jim was a little under the weather, so I got the opportunity to talk to Josh Osborne, one of his assistant coaches. So Ozzie and I talked for a bit as the kids were eating in the background. So if you hear some kids shouting or some moms yelling out, "Hey, time to get your food," that's what it was all about. Every Thursday night, I sit down with a coach. Usually it's Kreckel. Last night it was Osborne. That and more coming up as the Quesos Mexican Barn Grill pregame show rolls on KBUR. Back in 2 minutes with the interview with Coach Oz.
Discover new tastes, celebrate traditions, and make new ones at Quesos Mexican Bar and Grill. Quesos features fresh ingredients and distinct spices that will tantalize your taste buds. Their menu is a delicious fusion of Tex-Mex and traditional Mexican recipes, as well as signature handcrafted margaritas, all served with a smile. Explore new flavors or enjoy the traditional Mexican dishes you already love. Dine in or carry out, there's something for everyone at Quesos Mexican Bar and Grill in Burlington. Go Greyhounds!
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones Financial Advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 319-753-5693 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Time to head to the Broadway Bar and Grill in West Burlington for your favorite food and drinks during the football season. Each Saturday and Sunday, enjoy specials on pizza and appetizers, including wings, loaded nachos, and other samplers. Weekly drink specials include beer bucket specials and other weekly specials all day. It's football season, and your place to be for all the big college and pro games is the Broadway Bar and Grill in downtown West Burlington. Check them out on Facebook for their weekly specials.
Well, week six of the high school football season is upon us, and you're not going to recognize the voice. Coach Kreckel had to go home from practice tonight a little bit under the weather, and he told me, he said, you know, you ought to reach out to this Osborne guy. He's, you know, he played football here, went and played college too. he'd be a good interview. So we're joined tonight by Coach Josh Osmore. So welcome aboard, Ozzie. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So I'm going to treat you. I'm going to hold your feet to the fire just like I would Coach Krekel. Actually, I don't. It's, you know, I would ask how the team has responded this week. You know, last year, so many close losses, heartbreakers. That's a totally different way to try and rebound in the ensuing week of practice.
Yeah.
This year, you've had Washington, and now last week, where, as a coach, you kind of say, eh, bad game, but you can flush it, because there wasn't one thing that cost you a victory and a 48-0 score. So talk about this team. Two home games in the offing. How has this team responded this week?
I think that we have responded in the same fashion that we've always been coached to by Coach Krekel. He's a next play, next down type mentality coach, and we have taken this week one day at a time, just like he's asked us to. And so we're ready for this challenge that's ahead of us. I think that we have game planned well. Our kids are focused up, and they're ready to go tomorrow night.
Let's talk about Clear Creek and Mana. I know nothing about them except what the statistics say. You know, people who are familiar with the Clipper program have said they're kind of up, kind of down. They're pretty average all the time, sometimes a little above average, sometimes a little below, kind of like Burlington. So what do you know about the Clippers, seeing as though this is the first time these programs will ever meet on the football field?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to go out and have a game against an opponent that we haven't seen in the past. They've got some big guys on their line both ways, offense and defensive line, and they've got some athletic skill guys. They have played some solid competition, so we're not going to let their record, you know, sway us one way or the other. I think they're a solid program. I think they're going to be coached well, and they're going to fly around. But I think we have to come in and, like Coach Krekel always says, we got to worry about the things that we can control. And I believe in the same fashion that if we can do the things that we know we can do and we can limit some of the mistakes on our own end and not shoot ourselves in the foot, that we can have a great game and have our put ourselves in a chance to come out with a win.
So in your mind, what was the biggest issue last week? And Coach Krekel and I talked, you know, that to me the most important part of the game probably was the first 4 or 5 minutes. Because if you can withstand whatever flurry a great team like North Scott gives you, you can have a chance to upset. Unfortunately, that didn't really come to pass. So what was it last week that maybe outside of talent, because North Scott's supremely talented,
yeah,
outside of talent, what played against Burlington in last week's game specifically?
Well, first off, I just say that North Scott is, you know, they're the real deal. They're legit. They were rotating a lot of guys on the defensive line, and they have a lot of depth, which allows them to do a lot of things that we cannot. It allows those guys that are playing one way to really focus and hone in on their craft. So they're spending more time working on that technique, whatever it may be, O-line or D-line or D-backs, quarterbacks, whatever it is. But I think in that first 4 to 5 minutes there, we were able to move the ball a little bit before we kind of stalled out there. But really we were just trying to try a few different things here and see what would work and see if we could get ourselves down the field. Because like you said, if you can stun a team like that, you might be able to get somebody like that on the ropes, but it's got to come really early. But they were doing everything that we saw that they would do on film. They stayed true to themselves. And like I said, their depth really gives them something that we don't have in fresh bodies all the time. They're weight trained and they are really committed to everything that they do in that program, and the community is behind them, and just like ours is us, but they have got so much depth that it's kind of hard, and they wear you down with the offense and the defense with constantly fresh bodies. So that's where it got tough for us.
Yeah, two things I noticed. John and I, Coach Flaherty and I, were driving into town. First thing you see are scarlet and gray Lancer flags all the way up that main drag. And then also, everybody they had on defense was 6'4 and about 250, especially the front four guys. So that's tough to overcome. If you can't match up physically, football's that sport where if you don't match up, you really get hurt. You know, I'm sitting here talking to you, and I just want to ask. So you've played a lot of football. You played 4 years here. You played, and before that, probably in junior high.
Yeah.
Played at college at Central for 4 years, all-time leading rusher for the Dutch. You're now on the other side. You're coaching. So tell me the difference in trying to prepare a team coming off a loss. I don't care if it's a close loss or a hard-fought loss or a blowout like last week. When you were a player, how did you react? Versus when you're a coach, how do you try and get your kids to react?
I think it's a little bit different as a – actually, it's a lot different because as a player, you know, you've got all these things that your coaches were trying to get you to realize. And then when it comes to fruition in the game, you know, it kind of hits you and you see it. And even if you're a split second late, that's almost too late. So all the things that you're doing in practice and when we're trying to prepare these kids, it's so that they can be able to react and they don't have to think. But the week after that is, once again, we're just telling our kids that, hey, that's done with. In order for us to continue going and moving forward, we have to get to the next game or get to our next opponent. And so once again, like Coach Krekel always says, one game is not going to make or break us. And I really do believe that. And I believe that if you start to hang your hat on one game, then you're satisfied with whatever game, whatever team is your Super Bowl game. And for us, we don't have any one team that's our Super Bowl game. We want to finish the season on as high of a note that we can. So no matter whether we would have won last week or lost last week, we're putting it behind us. And, you know, we come in and watch film the next day, and either we're having some constructive criticism on whatever we're doing, and hey, maybe we're able to celebrate a little bit if we won. But if not, after we watch film that next morning, that last week's game is over with. So that's what we're trying to do with these kids as well, and I think it really helps.
We'll tie back into this week now. You know, dual threat quarterbacks has been kind of the norm. You see it every night in practice with Gabe Robinson. He can throw it if asked. Also a second leading rusher on the team. But it seems like every week there's a dual threat quarterback coming at Burlington as well. So I'm going to ask you to put on Coach Webb's headset right now. What's he doing? Because obviously last week Girardi had success. The week before, although it was a 42-7 game, the quarterback from Mount Pleasant had a good game. The kid against Ed Washington had a good game. So what do you do from week to week if you're Jordan Webb to try and find a way to offset the skill sets of the guys who are becoming more and more talented on both their legs and with their arms at quarterback?
I think, at least from what I've heard Coach Webb talking about, overheard him talking about coaching up his defensive guys, is that they're teaching them to read with their eyes first before they start moving their feet. And he's said today that if your eyes are right, the majority of the time you're going to be right. So I believe that he's teaching them to really see what's going on in the backfield with all of the play action and the fakes and the zone reads and all of those things. And then I think he's just continuing to coach his guys up on technique and their keys and their reads. So we are trying our best, and Coach Webb is trying his best to put those guys defensively in a position to be successful. But we just got to continue to rally to the ball and shore up tackles. I know last week that guy, their quarterback, was able to he was pretty slippery, and he was able to get away from a couple of sacks. And then we just didn't have anybody left in the secondary to bring him down. So, yeah, I think containing and just holding on to that quarterback when we've got him is going to help us this week.
Last question, as always, for Coach Krekel as well. Injury updates. I know John Shulka last week, optimism at least, that he'd be back at some time during the season. How close is he? And then how'd you come out of last week's game?
I think we came out of last week's game pretty good. I mean, we had a few guys that were banged up, but Kyle has done a great job, and our athletic training staff has done a great job at looking at everybody and saying, hey, this guy needs a day off, or hey, this guy needs to ice a little bit more this week so we can, you know, we can ice him down whenever we get a chance or in between classes or whatever. We try to do that. John Shulka is, to me, he looks like he's moving around pretty well. So I would say that hopefully, in my mind, I'm hoping that he feels like he's as close to 100% that he can be. But, I mean, you're never 100% after the first day of football. You're always banged up. Everybody knows that. But I told John Shulka the other day, you know, I mean, you look like you're moving around good. You'll have a little bit of adrenaline flowing tomorrow night, hopefully, and we'll be in front of our home crowd. So hopefully he is able to move as well as he wants to move, and hopefully he doesn't feel it as much as he thinks he does. So, but I think John will be ready to go tomorrow. I think the kids are ready to go.
But we will cross our fingers. We shooed you away after the Washington loss. You were going to come talk to us after the game, and we said, no, get away. We got nothing to talk about tonight. Thanks for coming on tonight. We appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Coach Josh Osborne of the Burlington Greyhound coaching staff. Kickoff, countdown, I should say, to kickoff is coming up in just a few minutes. Clippers and Greyhounds coming up on KBUR.
You're listening to Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.
There are fun activities for the entire family at the Des Moines County Historical Society. Experience three floors of exciting exhibits in the museum that tell stories of events that happened right here in Burlington and Des Moines County. Let your kids' imagination soar at Catfish Corners, where there's a replica steamboat, log cabin, a general store, and other surprises. The Heritage Museum is open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Go to dmchs.org or like Des Moines County Historical Society's Facebook page to see their special events.
This is perfect patio weather. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. As Chris and Ryan's crews are busy installing awesome patios around Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois, I am anxious to continue using mine. As the days get shorter, it becomes necessary to add a little light to your patio, and nothing does that better than Love and Flame patio candles and burners. I absolutely love the ambiance of flickering flame as I sit and relax. No matter the size of your deck or patio, Ritter's has the perfect candle or burner for you, and they all use the safe, water-based Love and Flame fuel. Ritter's is offering end of the season sale prices right now in the prime season to enjoy the perfect weather we're having. Many of the candles can also be used indoors for more hours of soothing enjoyment. Ritter's has all Love and Flame candles at 50% off, all tabletop burners, fuel, butane lighters, and butane at 25% off. As you are enjoying a perfect evening on your patio, you'll be thinking,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
You need food for all those folks watching the big game at your party. Wingstop can help feed a few to several for your next big game party, offering the right meal package from a small group all the way up to their 100-piece wing pack, while offering wing flavors, dips, and sides for any size party. Order online through the Wingstop app or DoorDash for the next big game. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. City Center Plaza, Burlington.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
It's never too early to start planning your landscaping projects for 2024. Whatever you envision when you peer out your door, the skilled staff at Zeiser's Landscaping will work with you to develop your project from concept to completion. They are experts in the areas of creative design, plant choice, use of appropriate hardscape materials, irrigation systems, and in weaving these components into a successfully executed landscape plan that suits your needs and style. Contact the landscaping experts about your home or business today. Zeiser's Landscaping in Burlington, serving Southeast Iowa.
Welcome back into the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show, and it's time for the history of the series. Brought to you by the Des Moines County Historical Society. Yeah, they've never played before. That was your history of the series, brought to you by the Des Moines County Historical Society. Seriously, Clear Creek Amana and Burlington, this will be their first ever meeting on the football field. So a very short-lived history of the series tonight. Now, next week,
When the Greyhounds resume their series with Clinton, two longtime Mississippi 8 and Mississippi Athletic Conference rivals, totally different story. A lot of meetings between Burlington and Clinton, but nothing to talk about. So in lieu of that, we will go ahead and we'll do a couple of things. One, we'll take a tour around Class 4A District 3. The curtain raiser is still going on, believe it or not. Burlington was leading 21-7 when I came on the air. It has now been cut to 21-20. Clear Creek Amana scored to make it 21-14, then recovered an onside kick. Took that in with 1:59 remaining in the ballgame, but missed on the two-point conversion. So it's 21-20. Burlington then had the ball with a chance to run out the clock and about midfield fumbled. And now Clear Creek Amana has worked it down to the two-yard line with 6 seconds remaining. 6 seconds left, second down and goal. Or I should say second down and one. They can get a first down technically without scoring. So probably time. Let's say you get the first down here. I think Clear Creek has used its final timeout, as has Burlington. There's a timeout on the field right now for an injured Greyhound. I think Clear Creek and Mana can get the first down. If they don't score, they'll move the chains, reset the clock, and they may have time for two plays. But who knows? You know, clock will run. They're high school kids. Can they get back up to the line of scrimmage? So I'm going to say they got one more play to go 6 feet and pull out a victory from the jaws of defeat, because this game was well in hand after a long touchdown run by the Burlington tailback, who, forgive me, I haven't learned the JV names and the freshman names as well as I should have. But 21-7 was your score with about 5.5 minutes left, and since then it's been all Clear Creek, and it's truly not necessarily how often you score as much as it is when you score, as long as you're matching points. So I'll go ahead and call this last play. Forgive me, it'll just be positions and maybe a number if I can see from here. But I'll tell you in real time how this JV game will come to an end. So it'll be a single setback for Clear Creek and Mana. The quarterback will be under center. He's got a wing back left side, a single wide out to the left. That is the wide side of the field. Ball just right of center between the center hash and the right hash marks from the press box. He's got two receivers that side. Right now, head coach Dave Bunnell is talking to the official. Now they have things straightened out. It is second down and one from the two. He's now gone in the shotgun, has the quarterback. He gets the snap. He's just going to follow forward. And now whistle stopped the play. He got to the end zone on that particular play, but I don't know what the whistles are all about. They blew it dead, so something happened before the snap. 2 seconds ran off the clock, but I will say they'll probably put those back on. So I think what happened, the ball was not officially set in play by the official. So should be 6 seconds remaining on the clock. I got it at 8 now. Let's get it right. Take 2 off. We'll get down to 6. 21-20 your score. Burlington leading, but precariously. And now Coach Bunnell wants to take another timeout, his final of the night. So now we'll take you, as they take a timeout on the field, we'll take you on a tour around Class 4A District 3. Of course, the district is made up of the North Scott Lancers, the Cedar Rapids Xavier Saints, the Clear Creek Amana Clippers, Burlington Greyhounds, the Oskaloosa Indians, and the Clinton River Kings. North Scott, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Clear Creek Amana all winners a week ago. Of course, North Scott knocked off Burlington by the score of 48-0. Clinton fell at home at the hands of Cedar Rapids Xavier 42-0, and Clear Creek Amana won at home against Oskaloosa by the score of 28-21. Tonight, of course, right here, Clippers at Greyhounds. Elsewhere, it'll be Clinton on the road at Oskaloosa. And then the big one in District 3, which very well could determine this year's district champion, North Scott, the number 3 rated Lancers in the state of Iowa in Class 4A, on the road at previously ranked but currently unranked Cedar Rapids Xavier in Cedar Rapids at Xavier Stadium. So those are your games around District 3. We'll get to some other games around the area after this play. Shotgun formation, 2 right, 1 left. There are 2 fullbacks on either side of the center. Now the quarterback comes behind the center. He's under center. Tries to push the pile forward, does, and then pops it outside
walks into the end zone untouched by anybody in a black shirt. And it's 26-21. So what he did was, on that play, the quarterback faked it as if he was just going to go right up the gut behind his center between the guards. And once he got Burlington to buy in and collapse, he just popped it outside, and nobody was there for the Greyhounds to stop him. So it's 26-21. Clear Creek Amana with a chance to go up by six right here, and barring some sort of miraculous kick return for a touchdown, Burlington will lose its second consecutive JV curtain raiser game. And Burlington just jumped, but they got back onside. Snap is good, hold is good, and the kick is blocked. So it's 26-21 in favor of Clear Creek and Manham with 5 seconds remaining. So now Burlington thankful that the clock had a couple of extra seconds put on it. So we'll get to some other games around the area. Area schools include all of the surrounding Des Moines County schools, some Lee County, Henry County. We'll start in Washington where the Demons play host tonight to Mount Pleasant. Mount Pleasant still looking for its first win of the season, first win in 18 games. They are 0-5, taking on the 1-4 Demons at Case Field. Columbus, 3-2. After their big victory last week, playing host to Louisa Muscatine, the Falcons also looking for their first win of the 2023 season. Danville, a surprising 3-2. They will play host to Van Buren, also 3-2. Williamsburg, the top-ranked team in Class 3A, they go on the road tonight to take on the Fairfield Trojans, who enter tonight's game with a record of 2-3. In eight-man football, you've got your number one Winfield Mount Union Wolves. They're 5-0. They're taking on Iowa Valley. Now, these rankings that I'm giving you are rankings as per in Class 8-man A, 1A, and 2A per the new Iowa High School Athletic Association ranking system. Classes 3A, 4A, and 5A, these rankings you'll be hearing, for example, for Williamsburg, that is this week's Cedar Rapids Gazette. I couldn't find an AP poll, so I had to use a Cedar Rapids Gazette poll. Here's a squib kick taken by one of the upbacks at the 35 on the far side of the field, coming near side, trying to find a way to get around the corner. Turns it upfield, going to be hit and drugged down at the 44-yard line, a return of just short of 10 yards, and that's how it ends. Burlington falls after leading 21-7 midway through the fourth. They lose by the score of 26-21. So that's how the night gets started for Greyhound fans, with a loss, and now the varsity will have to try and avenge the loss of the curtain raiser program here at Burlington. Elsewhere around the area, the number 7 team in Class A, Lisbon, the Lions are 5-0. They'll play host to the Wapello Indians tonight. Wapello is 1-4. The number 10 team in Class 8 man, Waco, the Warriors, on the road at New London. Waco is 4-1. New London got its first win of the year last week. I believe it was 36-28 in a win at home. They're at home tonight against Waco. Pekin, 3-2. They will play host to winless Highland. Number 8 in Class 1A, Pella Christian, on the road tonight. It'll be a good one at Sigourney Kyoto. Both teams are 4-1 in that one. Lone Tree, 4-1 on the season, on the road at Calamus Wheatland tonight. Calamus Wheatland is 1-4. Keokuk and Fort Madison. Now, in the AP poll, I did see this. Fort Madison ranked number 10 this week. They are 3-2, playing host to the Chiefs. It is homecoming in Fort Madison. Both teams are 3-2. Mediapolis on the road, also 3-2. They're at the Hawks of Mid Prairie, who come into tonight's game with a record of 2-3. As we said, Oskaloosa tonight, 2-3 overall, 0-1 in Class 4A District 3. Or I should say 1-0 in Class 4. Or no, 0-1. I was right. 0-1 in Class 4A District 3, playing host to a Clinton team who is 0-5 on the season, 0-1 in the district. Number 7, Solon, as we talked about earlier, number 7 in Class 3A, playing host to Benton Community. Both teams are 4-1 in that one. North Scott on the road at Cedar Rapids Xavier, number 4, Lancers, number 8, Saints. 4-1 North Scott at 3-2 Cedar Rapids Xavier. And the final game of the area, one that everybody in Southeast Iowa not here tonight may be paying attention to, the Falcons of West Burlington at home tonight playing host to Central Lee. The Hawks come in at 3-2, and West Burlington comes in at 2-3. That game will be across town at Nelson Field. We're going to step away for 2 minutes. You can hear the jiggle-jaggle of the other headset getting put on the, on the head of John Flaherty when we come back. will be a full team, John and I, as the pregame show, brought to you by Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, rolls on. We're about a half hour from kickoff. Clippers and Greyhounds on KBUR.
Life happens, and whether it's a growing family, an empty nest, or anything in between, you may need access to funds. I'm Connor with Danville State Savings Bank, and I want to help you with your home equity loan. Together with your good credit, we can make sure your home is the way you like it. Call me today so we can chat about what you need. At Danville State Savings Bank, we're ready when you are. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Reinschmidt Sporting America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Reinschmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come, we'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years, Reinschmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Have you been shopping for insurance lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's Worth Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, we've been coming up with custom solutions for 21 years. Make the right decision. Call Worth Insurance Agency today at 319-753-0986. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Mitchell Arms and Outdoors is your number one location for all your outdoor needs. They carry a full line of firearms, hunting and fishing inventory for your next outdoor adventure, including a large selection of fishing gear, bait, ammunition, knives, and other accessories. Come see Mitchell Arms and Outdoors today, located at 3001 Sylvania Drive, behind American Car Mart off Roosevelt Avenue. Or go to MitchellArms.com for help on what you need for your next outdoor adventure.
Graceville Stadium. I've had to talk for the last 20 minutes all by myself, John. It's up to you. I hope you can carry us.
You know, the fans have said that as I've been listening in.
Really?
They're like,
really?
Yeah, let's really? Go.
Have they?
Fresh voices.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, fresh voice. And we're tired of listening to Mason.
When have you ever been tired of talking?
Never.
But my voice, it's gone, John. I can't.
You have a half a pound of Jolly Ranchers here.
Yeah, but I don't like the purple. I don't like the grapes.
Nobody likes the grapes.
Yeah, why do they put those in there?
Because
grape and blueberry, those are overrated.
Somebody likes grapes. Get the cherries out too.
Oh no!
Green apple,
cherries,
and watermelon.
Cherries the bomb.
Whatever.
Watermelon, green apple, cherry. I'll even take a good peach. But that doesn't come in your normal Jolly Rancher bag you might get at a local convenience store. You got to kind of go into the deep dive of the Jolly Rancher genre to get one of those.
Genre.
That's right. I apologize for the uniform being wrong. You will find out if you're watching at home tonight or down here at the stadium. We got the brand new unis. Now, there is a story behind these uniforms, John. Would you like to tell it or you want me to?
You go ahead. Since you've been talking for 25 minutes, you know, you're just
okay,
tired
so
of talking.
Here's what happened. The uniforms, the purple and white new uniforms that were purchased this year, were running late due to supply chain issues, due to back ordering, whatever it was. And so the outfit that Burlington ordered the new uniforms from said, I'll tell you what, since they're not going to be on time, we're going to send you these freebies. And these freebies are sweet. These freebies are gray, and that pops with the purple helmet and white pants.
Well, what also makes it pop is that the white big numbers along with that purple trim really, I mean, we can see it. You know, we're getting older, Scott, so
no,
you can't see.
You ain't lying.
And you don't have the binoculars.
I wish I had my binoculars. I don't know where they disappeared to.
They're somewhere between here and Mount Pleasant in a van.
Down by the river.
There you go. So, yeah, so I was talking to the players today, and they gave me the heads up, and I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll wear my gray shirt. I go, no, you know what? It's purple. It's home. Let's go. But these are, I mean, when we get into the official colors of the game, it's, you know, I'm having a hard time deciding who the comp is.
Well, I think for us, I think you continue to lean on TCU. They've had gray jerseys before.
Yeah.
And it's not, would we call this smoky? I mean, because you're always looking gray, blue, purple, red.
I would say
red,
matted.
All, Matt.
So
Gray.
Let's do the
Smokey Gray.
Let's do the GMFH colors of the game right now.
What do they call it? Not Mattel. I'm trying, like the door. Not Matt. There's
pewter.
No, it's not pewter.
I'm trying to help you out.
Oh, it'll come to me. Go ahead. Okay. Do your colors of the game.
So here we go. For our visitors from the north, the Clear Creek Amana Clippers, you have a white jersey with a series of blue stripes, thin, thick, thin, and then you have blue numbers. Yes, I know, but I'm just trying to look at them as we go, too. So,
how's that
then
working for you?
It works great. Then they have black. They really have the old Greyhound varsity pant. They're black with a very wide blue stripe, and then their helmets are white with a blue stripe as well, and then they have the script Clippers along with a white face mask. And now for our Greyhounds, they have the gray jerseys that we talked about. If somebody's watching they want to give us their color, like whatever they have on their, you know, color blotches they use for the wall, go ahead and give us that. And they are white numbers in trimmed in purple. And then they have the all-white pants, which I think are super. And then the purple helmet with the black face masks with the buff hound on the side.
What color is a gun? That's what I'm trying to think of. Mark, feel free to play the game if you'd wish. If you know what word I think I'm looking for, has to do with the barrel of a gun, the color of a gun.
So here's my comp. Duke versus TCU.
And I would go with that, except I'm going to go in the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
There's one guy who may get this.
And it's, is
His
it my guy?
His name is Joe.
And my guy, Joe.
Orlando Renegades.
Yeah.
From the 1985, formerly Washington Federals.
There you
in
go.
83 and 84.
Yep.
Moved to Orlando, coached by?
I don't know.
Lee Corso.
Yeah, I can't remember.
In Orlando, the Renegades of the old original USFL.
Yeah, that's good.
So
yeah.
I think they remind me. Now, I don't think they had black pants.
I was reaching for Drake, too, because I was going to try to keep it in state with Drake versus UNI. But UNI has never gone gray with a jersey. So I'm just saying. So it really is. I mean, first of all, it's a great night for football. I'm sure you'll get to the weather here in just a little bit. But the uniforms are sweet. As you hear in the background noise, we're going to our Bracewell Hall of Honor ceremony, and we'll get to those people in a minute, too. But it's exciting for me because this is our first look at Clear Creek Amana officially in district football. So you're looking at something.
No, I was counting how many names are up there now. We're now up to 13 people on the Bracewell Wall of Honor. And go ahead, share with the people who are this year's honorees.
Well, a man that I met like my first week in town is Carl Johansson. I actually met him at the Y, bought a Y membership, and I actually had a locker, two lockers down from him. And he grabbed my hand to shake my hand, and I thought it was about to break. Mm-hmm. I mean, even I think he was in his mid-80s then, and he was just like, hello, I hear you're the new coach in town, and it's good to meet. I mean, he was just on top of everything and just, yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, so great history about him. And then someone a little closer to us is Emily Murphy. Emily went to school with my kids, and she is playing professional soccer across the seas. Iceland? Greenland, I believe so, yes. Yeah, so she's had a wonderful career, Division I. She's now playing professionally over in Iceland. And, you know, it should be a really special honor for her to be the first female athlete to be on the Wall of Honor.
And really the first non-football athlete.
Right. And so, whoever the panel is, and I think that's kind of like a hermetically sealed group of people on Funkin' Wagnall's doorstep, if you remember Johnny Carson show. I think they do a good job going through the criteria and deciding who should be up there. And so I really, you know, Carl, I thought maybe could have been on earlier, but, you know, congratulations to his family as he gets on the Wall of Honor tonight.
Yeah, a little story, by the way, gunmetal gray.
Wow, how obvious was that?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, gun. Hey, by the way, Mark, don't text me. You have a button that you can talk. I share this experience with everybody.
Use the button, Mark.
Mark Garten, just say, Gunmetal Gray? Yes, absolutely, Gunmetal Gray.
Look at that. He's on.
Yeah. Senior year, and then we'll get to the game. But Carl Johansson, if you know anything about Burlington sports, legend, Johansson Gymnasium, Johansson Drive, where I work is located on Johansson Drive. Of course, where men's and women's basketball as well as volleyball play in Johansson Gymnasium. Don Gibbs Court now, but Johansson Gymnasium forever. Senior year, I had activities or athletic office with Dick Wagner. And I remember one day I walked in. Don Gibbs, Leroy Peace, Dick Wagner, Ralph White, and Carl Johansson. All at the same table, all just flapping their gums, talking about whatever came to mind. And I'm an 18-year-old kid, and, of course, all those names meant a lot to me. I still remember the first time Don Gibbs walked by me, and Don Gibbs looked at me and goes, "How you doing, my son?" And that was what he called me from that day forward, "My son." Such an opposing figure when I was in high school, and then when I grew to be an adult, he and I became friends, and things like that are the things that I remember most. And Carl Johansson knew who I was, and that meant as much to me as anything.
You know, you're talking about guys. You know, everybody in sports does. Hey, who's on your Mount Rushmore? Yeah. You know, I mean, those guys might be the Mount Rushmore of Burlington High School athletics. I met Dick, and I didn't really know anything about Dick until my wife started telling me about him, because she played softball in this area at Winfield Mountain Union, and she was like, "Oh, Dick Wagner." And then my father-in-law would, "Oh, Dick Wagner." And then all of a sudden it jumped into Ralph White, because I remember I was in the press box when Don and Ralph were doing the ball games for KBUR, and I'm like, "Hey, who are these guys?" And all of a sudden it just starts rolling off the tongue, all the things that they do. And then, of course, I told you about meeting Carl Johansson, and then I met Leroy Peace, I think, at an in-service, and I was just like, what a sweet old man. And they talked about all the things that all of those guys have done for the school district to lay the foundation. I mean, it's just really, it really is special. And if you are a Burlingtonian, and I mean, it's in your blood, as you've talked about so many times, Scott, it really is. It's fun. And then to know them in those ways is really good. Because here's a sidelight. My third or fourth year here, I got on with Don's painting company.
And oh, yes. So, yeah. Yeah.
So here we are. Here's this legend of basketball. And we're sitting in the bathroom, a men's bathroom at Horace Mann, scraping the walls down by the toilets, you know, and he's just going on and on talking about, you know, basketball stories of all this stuff. And I'm just like, this guy's a Hall of Fame coach. And just the humility of it all, just like, yeah, I won all these games, and I could just be sitting out somewhere playing golf, but I'm going to be cranked over at 6'7", 6'8", scrubbing paint off the back of a toilet at Horace Mann Middle School. So just really, really special guys.
And we'll save the rest for our podcast that we still haven't created yet, but it's coming.
Answers from the porch.
There's so much to talk about.
I have the concept. Right. I've got to get the hardware. I've got a third person online for us. We've just got to get
a fourth.
We got to get to persons, and we got to get to porch
and the equipment. This is KBR's equipment. Stop pointing at it. perhaps they will sell it to us for a low price. So I will. Let's talk football. And so, from a coaching perspective, and unfortunately, I think I've asked you this many times before, but I'll ask it again just to refresh. Easier to bounce back from a 48-0. Or from a 15-12, from a coach's perspective, to prepare a team for the next week?
In the constants you're talking about right now with these guys, I'm going to say it was easier to bounce back from last week, because you knew going in that it was an uphill battle. It's not like you were going into the game and like, yeah, I think we got it, you know, we just got to play our game. They knew that they had to play almost a flawless ball game. And, of course, you can't do that in any level of sports. And it was an uphill battle. So you kind of watch the film and you flush some of the things, but you watch, I talked about the kids from North Scott, and I said, these guys are legit dudes, man. Some of these guys are going to play primetime television on Saturdays. I mean, that's how good they are. And our kids are good kids too, but they are not, you know, apples and oranges, on and on. So you can flush that and get ready. But when you deal with a 15-12 like you did in the opening with Fort Madison, that's a gut wrencher. And so now you got a team that you've never really seen except on film. So And you just have come from really, I mean, it's a heartbreaker. It was another gut punch in this preliminary game when we were up 21-7, and all of a sudden we end up losing 26-21. And so hopefully that puts like a chip and an edge, you know, as we see this team that we've never seen before. So I think the kids are up. We get John Shulka back and Cody Whitaker back. You know, we kind of get the rest of our lineup up. We're still missing Mason, and we're, you know, he's done for the season, but we got most of our guys back, so that's going to help us. So it just really is a question about with all the things, and you know what's coming next week. Mm-hmm. It started today with the assembly, you know, distraction. If you can get past all that, it should be a great night of football.
Well, these two teams statistically are fairly well matched. Two different styles. Burlington, obviously, Jim Krekel style, run the football, averaging 5.8 yards per play, 1,400 yards on the ground, just 237 through the air, averaging 283.2 a game. Much different on the other sideline. Clear Creek Amanda has thrown for 593 yards, so about 120 yards per game. They've run for 742. They're averaging just short of 5 yards per play and 267 yards per game. So, you know, these two teams, they do it differently, but they both average in the high 200s yards of total offense. And Burlington gives up right about 265. So I said on my intro that you'll hear in a few minutes, promises to be a quick game, but really it's going to come down to that line of scrimmage. And we say it so often, and it's cliche, but Burlington likes to run the football. If they can run the football and shorten the game, as I said, run the rock, shorten the clock, right? That's his mantra.
Right.
And further, if they can contain another dual-threat quarterback in this Quentin Tran, who has run just for 88 yards, but he's got 53 carries, so assuredly some of those are flushing out of the pocket, being sacked, things like that, but he's thrown for 576. Anybody who plays Burlington is going to have thrown it for more than Gabe Robinson. That's just the facts. But that makes him a dual-threat quarterback even more than what Gabe is.
Right, and the thing about Clear Creek Amana is, you know, they're coming in at 1-4, and with their victory last week, you saw some new names or some different names in the lineup that you saw the weeks previous, and so you don't know if those are injuries or whatever reasons why they're out, but they certainly put a boost into the performance of the Clippers. And so what I like watching, Scott, is the guys up front. You see, I think we match up extremely well. I think we're more physical than them, but they do such a good job of staying engaged and moving their feet that it allows their running backs to get out. And the one common thing you'll hear tonight is you'll hear jet sweep or jet motion. And they don't run a typical jet sweep. A jet sweep usually gets run out to the hash mark, the numbers, and then the sideline, and then you got to make a decision to turn up. These guys run what's known as a jet red, which is as soon as they get the handoff, they're looking to stick their back foot in the ground and get up because when people see jet, they're going to be flowing out there. So they use that as almost like a counter action as they go. And they got some kids who can run the ball and run really hard. And so, and you're right. For us to really be in control of the game, we need to have 45, 55 snaps, probably in the half, and just run the ball. And this would be the one time I would say, don't think about throwing it, especially early on. You know, just kind of get back to, you know, this is who we are, and we're going to be just physically dominant up front and wear down the front of Clear Creek Amana.
So six different running, or make that five different running backs for the Greyhounds have rushed for over 100 yards. It may not seem like much, but you're averaging, you know, anywhere from 70 yards a game down to 20 a game. Caden Schizel leading the way, 336 yards on 47 carries and a touchdown. He's averaging over 7 yards per carry. Gabe Robinson, 65 carries, 314 yards, 4 touchdowns. That's just short of 5 yards per carry. But then you've got Dimitri Donald, 223 yards, Rafe Butheris with 133, and then Cam Horn, who really ran pretty well last week with 129. Between them, averaging about 5.5 yards per carry. So the ability to run the football outside of last week has absolutely been what it's been in the past. I don't think it's been as potent, but it has been what it's been in the past in the perspective of it's still what they do best, and it's still what they do pretty well, even if it's not on pace with the last couple of years.
And I'm going to say one thing. You know, we opened the season with Kane Chisel. You know, we talked with Ron Guy about, you know, he's going to, you know, have a majority of the carries, but the humbleness and the leadership of Caden is like, man, I'm going to sacrifice some touches so I can play a spy to these athletic quarterbacks. It hasn't taken away anything from Caden's ability to be a runner. And what's even better is he's really proven himself as being a dual threat athlete himself. And so I know he has desires to play beyond high school. And so this does nothing but to help him, because they've seen enough of his offensive ability, and now to watch him play defense and to do what he's doing on offense, which allows Dimitri and Cam and Rafe to do what they do. And those three guys do it completely differently. Dimitri is your slash and burn guy. He'll make a cut and get out and accelerate. Cam's a little bit more elusive, and Rafe's just a bullet, man. He's just a wrecking ball of going in between the tackles. So, You get it covered all the way you want to, and that should set up late in the half, I would hope, early third quarter, that play action pass that Burlington loves to throw so much.
Well, I think, Mark, back in the studio, I think we're actually about 17 minutes away from kickoff, because we're at 7 minutes left in evidently the pregame warm-up routine. Then they'll put 10 more minutes on for the band. The band hasn't even, they've gone to the south end zone, but they are not assembling to take the field. So I think we're quite a ways away. So we're going to step away for a couple of minutes here on the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. And when we come back, we'll keep talking about the game. Heck, we've been doing it for an hour. May as well do it for another 15 minutes or so. But kickoff's coming up, I promise. It's a beautiful night down here. You still got time if you're sitting at home wondering what to do on a Friday night, a beautiful autumn Friday night in Burlington, Iowa. Come on downtown and watch some football.
The last of September. Hard to believe we're moving into the last 3 weeks of the season already. I mean, isn't that cliche?
After tonight, we'll be two-thirds of the season down.
Ba-da-boom, boom.
I mean, who says that? Who uses cliches
not
like
me.
That all
I don't.
The time?
I do not.
Back in 2 minutes on KBUR.
Remembering a Senate pioneer, Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Congress mourns the loss of California Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. Fox's Chad Pergam reports from Capitol Hill.
A dozen white roses on the Senate desk of late California Democrat Dianne Feinstein. The senator was a trailblazer, arriving in the Senate in 1992, the year of the woman, when voters elected six females to the Senate. But it was tragedy which propelled Feinstein's career. Feinstein became mayor of San Francisco after the 1978 assassinations of Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk at City Hall. Feinstein discovered their bodies. The murders shaped Feinstein's career, driving her to work on gun control, passing the assault weapons ban in 1994. Feinstein was long a member of the Judiciary Committee, becoming the first woman to serve as top Democrat.
House Republicans are now working against the clock to somehow get approval of a funding bill and avoid a government shutdown late Saturday night. Fox's Mark Meredith has the latest.
We're roughly 30 hours away from a government shutdown. The White House and Senate leaders urging House Republicans to pass a bill to fund the government at least for a few more weeks. But a handful of Republicans say that's a non-starter for them. They want spending reined in now.
Every member will have to go on record of where they stand.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tonight facing his biggest test yet. His caucus split over whether to fund the government beyond Saturday or try to force Washington to accept major spending cuts while also imposing Trump-era border security policies.
A temporary funding measure failed today. 23 million people under a flood watch in New York, New Jersey, and beyond, many residents stranded.
It used to be these five-year storms. Now seems to happen like three or four times a year.
Several trains are delayed or shut down. Some drivers have been forced to abandon their vehicles on flooded roads. America is listening to Fox News.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
All right, this just in, Pure Talk just added more 5G data to every plan and is now including a mobile hotspot with no price increase at all whatsoever. Just $20 a month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, and now 50% more 5G data, plus you get mobile hotspot. Start saving today. Go to puretalk.com, enter the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch to Pure Talk, and you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code.
Back here at Bracewell Stadium, Merrill A. Miller Senior Family Field, as the Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show rolled on, and the captains are at midfield to discuss tonight's coin toss.
Capitan.
Zero Garrett, Caden Chisholm, Gabe Robinson, and who is number 54 for your Burlington Grounds? That would be DJ Morgan, tonight's captains. And I can't see that far, so.
We thank the guys from Broken Centrifuge who give us the up close and personal here at the 50 as they get ready to flip the coin.
Referee just said, this is a coin, guys. It's got one side here, one side there, and I'm going to swat it like a fly. How I catch it, I'm going to show you whatever side is showing is the correct call. Clippers, what did you call? I hope you called it before I flipped it. And everybody seems happy with the result. The white hat especially is talking to the Clippers saying, aha, I think you've won the toss.
Sail on, Clippers.
Actually, I like script on helmets as much as the next guy. But that ship logo they have, if you do a Google search of Columbus or of Quicker Command of Clippers, that's a sweet logo.
Yeah, I'm with it.
All right, so he's walking over. He's patted the captain for Clicker Gamana and said, you've won the toss. You've chosen to not make a decision until half number two. So the Greyhounds were received to begin the ball game. They will move from right to left on your radio dial. That is from south to north here at Bracewell Stadium. So let's set up those game time conditions for you. Brought to you tonight by Zeiser's Landscaping. I'm going to get real time. John Flaherty, about an hour ago when I first took the temperature, it was 80 degrees. It's now down to 78 degrees. It is clear, not a cloud in the sky, although I can't really see any stars just yet. Humidity 65%. Keep an eye on that. 65% humidity is going to lead to some cramping. Wind out of the southeast at 8 miles per hour, which means it's coming from that direction across the field, kind of at the back of the Greyhounds here in the first quarter, if Gabe Robinson throws to the near sideline or a punt by Cam Horn
and,
to the near
side. And I'm sure that Coach Kreckel's had some assistant coaches go ahead and get the wind direction so that they can make the decision about how many times
for sure
they're not going to throw with the
for
wind.
Sure. So. Well, and we've talked about it ad nauseum, how the wind just wreaks havoc down here in this bowl that is Bracewell Stadium, protected on four sides. West side by the press box and the hill built in, because this was built into the ground, into a levee. On the north side by Clark Fieldhouse and the big scoreboard. On the east side by trees. Trees as far as the eye can see. And to the south side by trees. Trees as far as the eye can
and
see.
And the waterfall.
Yes, the waterfall.
They're beautiful. And they got it lit up tonight. So.
Do they?
It is homecoming week, and they'll have to take pictures down there, and they got to make sure the lights work.
Yeah, we're jumping the gun a little bit, though. This is not homecoming week, John.
It is the beginning.
It starts officially on Sunday with Powder Puff and Rough and Tough
Yeah,
volleyball.
I know.
Ian, my son is playing volleyball this year, and your boy will be in the press box Sunday afternoon for the Powder Puff games.
I will be on the field officiating.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
You should have told me
that. People are getting tossed.
I'm going to have some material ready for you.
People are getting tossed. I've already told some of the people in the press box that they're getting tossed.
You're going to throw a flag, and then you're going to go, that's a personal foul, and your voice is going to crack. And because everybody listens to me, they're going to know
exactly. Will I get the microphone to be able to do it? Can we hook that up?
Does Jerry Courtney have it? Because he's the one that used it. He's the only one that ever used it.
I'm going to go looking.
Go find
Maybe
it.
I'll just have the wireless.
Maybe. No. I got a better idea. Go out and get like a karaoke machine and just carry it with your left hand, microphone in your right.
Yes. That
won't be bulky or cumbersome at all.
I'll just hook it onto my shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. Big old 3 foot by 2 foot.
That won't be painful at all.
No. So, you know, I can't remember, John, you were still coaching when Burlington was a part of the MAC. You never coached a game against somebody you really had no history with. I mean, this is somewhat unprecedented in the last 50
exciting.
Years.
No, it's very exciting. Well, no, even when we got into district play, it was just exciting to see a different logo. You know, but this is a school that wasn't even in existence. So this is very exciting. You have a new line, a new column for your stats.
I do. You missed it, but I said, welcome in back into the Quesos Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show. Tonight's History of the Series brought to you by the Des Moines County Historical Society.
None.
Teams have never played.
None.
And then there's your History of the Series brought to you by the Des Moines County Historical Society.
You know, and so I was thinking about that as I was driving to the stadium, because I was thinking about when people talk about stuff that they don't really have any business talking about. And so this goes way back 44 years ago when I was in high school. We were in the playoffs, and Red Grange was still alive. And so he was the Wheaton Iceman. So he came to talk to us. We were in the midseason. We were undefeated. And he goes, oh, yeah, I remember playing Glenbard. There wasn't even a town of Glenbard. It was just this pasture. So, and we're all just kind of looking at him like, I know he's an icon athlete, but he doesn't know what he's talking about.
My most prized possession is a picture at the Knox County, gosh, I don't remember if it was like a Eagles Club gathering. It was some sort of dinner. My grandfather, Bill Sin, who played for the Bears from 26 through 32, shared a backfield with Red Grange. That's why you don't know about Bill Sin. Bill Sin, obviously a Hall of Famer, but Red Grange overshadowed him. Should have created a real rivalry. Well, they turned out to be great friends. But there was a picture taken in 1969 of Grandpa and Red Grange sitting at the head table. That's now a part of a montage that my mom made for me, probably 20 years ago now, of a bunch of press clippings of my grandpa who went to Knox College, then played for the Bears, and then came back and taught. And it's just another tidbit as we get ready for tonight's anthem.
Yeah.
Who was Tarzan, the original Tarzan?
Johnny Weissmuller.
Guess who was his stand-in?
Bill Sin.
My grandpa screen-tested for that. And was his backup.
There should be some sort of reward for knowing.
And guess who has a Wikipedia page? No matter how small it is.
Bill Sin.
And guess who hasn't done any?
If we're going to strut with family members in Wikipedia, guess who's on the Central College Wikipedia page?
Jack Flaherty.
You are so correct.
Joe, too, I bet.
No?
Just
Jackson.
Skill position?
Jackson, mid-stride, ready to deliver a strike against Simpson College.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Well, let me do it for you.
All right. So you hear the Burlington High School marching band in the background. We're getting ready to get into tonight's national anthem brought to you every week by Reinschmitz Flooring America.
Got one update since we're running behind here. The Falcons are up 14-0 and midway through the first quarter. So things are going well on the other side of town.
West Burlington 14, Central Lee nothing. So after the anthem, as we always do, we will go straight into the intro, and then when we come back, that will be the conclusion of tonight's Quesos Mexican Bar and Grill pregame show, and it will be time for kickoff between Clear Creek Amana and Burlington. And I just picked up, the band is playing Bohemian Rhapsody, because I heard the Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia. By the way, Mark, here's your chance. How long is the intro? I may have to cut it again tonight because your clock is at 4:55. 2:08, so we're going to bank on this band. Wrap it up. I put in hard work on this. It deserves to be heard, John. You're going to like... So I sing in this one. I do, John.
It's good we get paid so much for these things.
I mean, I could do.
This is just our little toy on Friday nights.
I could do the intro right now while we're waiting for the anthem.
No.
You wanna, here, I'll do the first part. I want to make sure I get it right. Oh, darn. Now they're going to play the anthem, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
How dare they honor America over your intro?
So, in the words of a popular TV theme song from the 80s, John, you take the good, you take the bad. You take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. It all has to do with Such Is Life in Class 4A District 3. All right, Mark, we're going to go with it. I hope we don't overrun kickoff. There's 3:50 left. It's time for the anthem brought to you by the Drake. Or I'm sorry, brought to you by Ryan Schmitz Flooring America. Then we'll be back with kickoff. Intro, then kickoff. Let's go. In the words of a popular TV theme song from the 80s, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. Such is life in Class 4A District 3. For the Burlington Greyhounds, last week was the bad after consecutive good weeks. It was known that scaling a mountain to upset the third-ranked Norscott Lancers was going to be difficult. And difficult it was, as the Hounds fell 48-0 in the district opener for both teams. Now, the facts of this season say the Greyhounds are about to get some home cooking in back-to-back weeks and in three of their final four games. Up first, Clear Creek Amana, a team that Burlington has never played before. 123 seasons of football, and tonight marks the first matchup between the Clippers and the Greyhounds. Not much is known about such an unfamiliar opponent, but one thing is for certain. Do not take the Clippers' 1-4 record for granted. Two losses to Solon and Williamsburg aren't bad losses. In fact, Williamsburg is the top-ranked team in Class 3A. So last week's 28-21 win over Oskaloosa was the first win of the Clippers' campaign, but was also indicative of the challenge awaiting Burlington. CCA brings a balanced offense to Bracewell Stadium. Quarterback Quentin Tran has thrown for 593 yards, while Jackson Stevens has rushed for 546. Combine that with Burlington's run-first approach, and tonight's game may not only be quick, but also decided by who can control the line of scrimmage. Burlington is averaging almost 6 yards per play in 2023, while CCA averages almost 5. Tonight's game may come down to who can get opportune stops and who can take advantage of inopportune mistakes. The Hounds have to forget a week ago and realize that their goals are still within reach. They just have to find a way to run the table from here on out. You can't win 4 without winning number 1. Burlington looks to get back to 500 tonight. Clippers, Greyhounds, kickoff is next.
You're listening to Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington. It's time. The teams are ready. Our team is ready. Burlington Greyhounds football is on the air on KBUR.
Let's get ready to rumble!
This is one heck of a starting lineup.
This is Burlington Greyhounds football. With tonight's game, here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
It is game time. Kickoff, in fact, is next. We've finally gotten here. Burlington, Clear Creek Amana for the first time in history. John Flaherty to my left. Mark Garten back in the studio. Scott Mason here at Bracewell Stadium, where it's been a night of celebration, except for the curtain raiser. Burlington lost 26-21, but a night to honor Carl Johansson and Emily Murphy. Now going to be culminating with a varsity football game. Burlington 2-3, 0-1 in the district. Clear Creek Amana, as we said, 1-4. But those four losses were legit in the non-district part of their schedule. You're talking Solon, who's ranked in the top 10 in Class 2A. You're talking number 1 Williamsburg in Class 3A. 1-4, not all 1-4s are created equally.
Yeah. Man, we look sweet in our uniform.
We just do. Saying, I never thought I'd like gray.
If everybody just would wear white socks. And then if they all had purple, if they had purple tape to spat purple, that would just
and then draw a kangaroo logo on it and have a ruse towel and probably a ruse headband.
Yes.
And then, you know, the high step
diabetes
down the sideline.
Foundation JDF on their neck band.
So tonight we're playing NFL rules, timing rules, as there's 15 minutes on the clock. That must be corrected before we do anything.
Don't.
It's a 12-minute quarter, and there's a B. There is a B in our press. John, there's a B in our press box.
Yeah. Don't bother bees. They don't bother you.
That's really not a B.
Believe me.
Right. We're about underway. It is time for your opening kickoff brought to you by the Drake. Up on the tee and ready to kick it away is Trace Robertson. Also plays wide receiver for the Clip. No, that's six, not three. Carson Cecak to kick it away. C-E-C-A-K. And we are underway for week six. Going to be taken on the near side by Dimitri Donald.
Big
at
gap.
The 13, across the 15, 20, and hit hard and brought down at the 27. That's where the Grounds will start their first drive of the night, the first drive of the game, first and 10 at their own 27-yard line.
Seriously, Scott, get a hat on Jackson Stevenson, and I think Dimitri goes the distance on there. Tight end just missed the block on that. But good field position as the Greyhounds kick off the game here tonight from their own 29-yard line. Man, this would be exciting. Exciting to see what we do up front.
First down and 10, first play from scrimmage. High formation set behind quarterback Gabe Robinson. Fakes it to Butheris, follows Rafe around the corner, left side. Gabe still on his feet. Gets out of an ankle tackle, works his way across the 35. A good hard run to the 37 for a gain of 8.
Carson Bromwell, a 6'3", 220-pound defensive tackle, has got to bring him down. Again, great initial. These guys are coached by some former University of Iowa Hawkeyes, so they're going to be solid in their tackling. Great scheme going against, going away from your big formation. And, boy, again, that's the toughness that I'm talking about, Scott. Can we just continue to insert our will against this Clear Creek Amana defense?
Caden Schizel dots the eye on second and two. Robinson turns, hands it to Butheris. Off tackle right side, just a belly play across the 40 to the 42. That's a gain of 5 and a first down, a chain mover for the Greyhounds.
You know, I had a great time. I had Rafe Butheris over for lunch. Just wanted to talk about some other things. And just told him about, you know, we talked about his middle school football career. And I said, Rafe, you have come out of, like, out of the shell, and you are just doing some amazing things right now. Yeah, that looks awesome. Good job, Adrian.
Adrian Perez-Hall with the spats John was talking about earlier. Robinson plants his foot, turns it upfield. He's up near midfield, spins across midfield into Clipper territory to the 49, and another nice pickup on first down of 9. It'll be second and 1 in Clipper territory.
Man, Jacek Waters has got to come from the backside defensive tackle position in order to make that tackle. Guys up front are doing a good job. Like I said, Shulka's back, Huff, DJ Morgan, Xavi Baker, and, you know, we haven't talked about Wyatt in such a long time. Just such a consistent performer at that center position.
Second down and short. Your Greyhound playbook could be as open as you want it to be, but I think it's going to be a give or a keeper to Schizel or a keeper by Robinson. Robinson, no, he gives it to Butheris, quick hitter off the right side. Rafe just kind of falls to his knees at the 45, gets hit. That's a gain of 4, but another chain-moving run by the fullback.
Right now they're just taking some guesses, and it's Sam Pettiger, the 6-foot, 205-pound linebacker who comes in and makes the stop. But it's just, you know, they're going to try to guess what A-gap to go to disrupt that mesh point. But we're doing a great job up front right now of controlling things, and just this is a way to shorten the clock, right?
First down and 10, first drive of the game from the Clipper 45. Here's a give to Butheris again, and he's got 4 up to the 41.
Just mowing on people, guys. There's not a whole lot to tell you. Just enjoy the view if you're watching at home. Vinny Keller on the stop for the Clippers. I mean, that's just what you want to see. Just great fight up front.
DJ Morgan with a trap block to spring for those 4 yards. Second down and 6, I formation, tight eye. Robinson under center, turns, gives it to Schizel for the first time. Caden off the left side, he's got yardage inside the 35, down to the 34. That's a first down after the pickup of 7.
Ethan Weiss, 6 foot, 175-pound corner on the stop.
Ethan Weiss was a Caden teammate of Ian's on the explosion back when they were like 10 years old.
Wow. Nice recruiting.
Yeah, right?
Get him all the way from Clear Creek.
We traded him for a player to be named later. Still haven't seen our return on our
Wilson
investment.
Contreras. I
can yeah, watch it. First down and 10 from the Clipper 34. First drive of the game, 8:50 and counting. Robinson turns, gives it to Shizzle again, gets the left corner. 30, 25, Sutter steps around a tackler. 20, 15, brought down at the 14-yard line. That's a gain of 20, and the Greyhounds have entered the Rocket Mortgage, or the Matt Rinker State Farm Rocket Mortgage red zone.
Nolan Howell, the lone safety to stop Shizzle from getting in the end zone. Nice cutback run by Caden. I mean, you take a look at this on the replay. I mean, he does a nice job of just being patient, cutting back, and just tough. Just tough, tough, tough. What we do, good job, Josh Olson, coaching those guys up.
Who's Josh Olson?
Josh Osborne. Got so excited about
their Butts and Carlson in motion left, right. Here's Shizzle again following Butheris off the left side. Not much there this time. Hit for no gain, driven backward by about five white shirts.
Yep. Hey, that's their first. I wouldn't call that even a negative play. I mean, it's a positive play. And that's the first time that they had to reestablish, but they brought in two other guys to play in that A-gap. So you're just setting yourself up. You can only stop so many gaps. And so this is a situation, run a counter. Run a wide counter or just go ahead and toss it to the outside. Maybe you run to the top edge of the field here.
Strong side formation to the right side. I formation set one more time. Second down and 10 after no gain. Robinson off the left side. Plants his foot, turns up the corner. 10, 5. Stumbles toward the end zone. Tries to work his way to the goal line. He's going to be just short. Called a gain of 13 yards officially. But it's going to be first down and goal from inside the one.
Gabe, you cannot referee and play quarterback at the same time. So I know you're trying to help, but, man, another tough run. Great job of watching his backside blocking.
Oh, they're going to give him the touchdown.
The delayed
gun. The officials talked about it and decided that Gabe Robinson broke the plane. And for the fifth time in six games, Burlington strikes first. It's 6-0 Greyhounds on the 14-yard touchdown run.
So a delayed gun. They obviously called back to Des Moines to review the play.
Right.
And
thank you, Broken Centrifuge, for giving us such a good angle.
Yeah.
Peyton Humphrey in to try the extra point. Snap, hold, kick, all of them good. 7:33 remaining first quarter. Burlington strikes first. It's the Greyhounds 7-0 over the Clippers. They'll get the ball when we come back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Jimbo here from the Drake Restaurant, home of the wood-fired grill. Our burgers, chicken, fish, and steaks kissed by flaming smoke. Our barbecue ribs, brisket, and burn-ins are slow-smoked with hickory. We have happy hour every day. Have a special event coming up. Banquet rooms for 10 to 200 people and never a room charge. Bring your friends and family to the Drake Restaurant for a very special treat.
At Ryan Schmidt Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmidt. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmidt's Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Peyton Humphrey has it up on the tee and 7.5 minutes remaining in the first quarter and the Greyhounds score on their opening drive. 14-yard touchdown run, 71 yards and 9 plays. And it's 7-0. Here's a kick going to be taken at the 17-yard line and taken it out along the far sideline. That is number 7, Aaron Schlemmy for, I want to say Columbus because it's the Clippers. I don't know why.
Yeah,
Clipper Gamana. And they will start their first drive of the night at their own 43-yard line.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some bad news for you. If you're trying to follow me on the X, I am in some technical difficulties right now, so we'll see if we can't get that fixed later.
That's but presumptuous that anybody follows you on the X.
I have four.
First down and 10, quarterback Quentin Tran under center. I formation set behind him. Dotting the I is Jackson Stevens, the leading rusher for the Clippers. Turn and give to Stevens on first down, and Stevens off the left side, works it up near midfield, stumbles across midfield to the Greyhound 49 for a gain of 8.
Donald and then Solomon Cordero on the stop for the Greyhounds. So great patient running. coming off tackle. This is what Clear Creek does. Can we find a way to bow our necks and move them back?
I think they spotted him a yard short, but we'll take it. Gain of 7 officially. It'll be second down, along 2, short 3. Tran checking out the defense. Pats the center on the rear end. Cox's leg back, sends a man in motion, turns, gives it to Stevens again. Stevens just off the right side between center and right guard. He's got 3 to the 47. That'll move the chains for Click Creek Amana.
Shulko and APH with the stop. And that's that jet sweep motion, and it slides the defender over, which allows you to run to the backside.
Two runs for 10 yards for Stevens.
In comes Cole Lair to replace Adrian Perez Hall at the linebacker spot.
Clippers now send 2 to the right side. Stevens the single setback behind Tran. Wing back to the right side is Zach Vance. Tran turns and gives it on a stretch play around the right side. And that is Stevens able to work his way inside the 40 to about the 38. Think Iowa stretch, zone blocking scheme, a gain of 9.
That's exactly what it is, Scott. There's nothing different. Just put your fullback out on the wing. Run wide, be patient. Donald on the stop for the Greyhounds.
New tailback into the game is Sam Pettinger, the linebacker on defense. Two left, wing back to the right side. Second and 1, sends a man in motion, left to right, gives it to him on the jet sweep. And getting the corner and turning upfield, that is number 8. That is Ethan Weiss, who gets up to the 31-yard line for a gain of 8 yards.
You know, and that's, I'm telling you, Scott, that's what they do. That's not a long jet sweep. That's a jet off tackle. And we've got, Vices, coming up a little, got something wrong with one of his legs here. I'm not sure. It almost looked like he had a cramp. May have pulled a hammy because he was grabbing the upper part of his, right leg. So, that's that jet sweep. And, they get you going. You know you're flowing to the outside because you don't want to get beat to the outside. And your interior guys do a good job of sealing off.
Two left, none right. Short side of the field is the right side. Stevens back in at tailback, 7 yards deep. Tran gives it another stretch play, this time left side. Stevens finds a hole, works his way to the 25 for a gain of 6. It'll be second down, make it 7. Be second down and 3 in short yardage. Big chunk plays on first down so far for Click Creek Amana.
Messer's got to peel himself off of the defensive end play to come backside and chase him down. And it is just the control. This is what the Hawkeyes want to do on Saturday. They just want to run you wide, control the line of scrimmage, and let your back pick the gap.
I formation set. Now they send 2 to the left. That's now the short side of the field. Ball resting on the 25 left hash. Tran barking out the signals under center. Turns, gives it to Stevens. Stevens right up the gut. He's got 5 to the 20. And the Clippers have entered the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone. And now a flag being thrown. Dimitri Donald did something.
Well, and so I didn't catch the number of the Clipper. It might have been number 88. Hard to see. It'd be great if those guys pull up. Cale Berry. Definitely talking. Scott, this game will be lightning fast if this is the way this is played outside of these penalties. I mean, we could be home before the news starts. My goodness.
Well, the officials are talking about it. About the 24.
I'd rather go to McDonald's after the game. No.
I know we drove all this way, but let's go to Applebee's or something like that.
Yeah, can't we just sit down?
Oh, come on. Now, I've told you many times, place settings are a wonderful wedding gift. Just go with that.
Bucket of chicken. Get a bucket of chicken. That's always good.
Dead ball foul. Personal foul. Burlington. So that'll be half the distance to the goal. That'll take it down to the 10 as now officially the Clippers have entered the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone.
Well, whatever it was, man, that the official had to take his earpiece out because obviously somebody was burning something into his left ear. Said, I've heard enough of you. I will.
First penalty of the night. Either way, personal foul on Burlington. Dimitri Donald did something. Don't know what it was. I didn't see it because I'm watching the TV more than I'm watching the action tonight because of my eyesight. First down and 10. Ball resting just outside the 10-yard line. Clear Creek can get a first down without scoring. Here's Stevens off the left side. Dives forward, gets hit, submarined, and dives to the 6 for a gain of 4.
Safety Derek Watson Sr. comes diving in, takes the feet out of the ball carrier. So still brings up a second and short, 5 yards. They've been running at this kind of a clip this first series. It could be another 6 points here.
Second and five from the six. I formation once again. Again, the deep man Stevens. This time he goes into the end zone. Absolutely 100% untouched. 6 yard touchdown run for Jackson Stevens, and it's 7-6 Burlington.
Yeah, and here's what a personal foul does for you. Dimitri's playing this right linebacker. And so you're seeing it. He's fighting. And so now, because he doesn't want to get called, he throws his hands up like, I don't want to fight. And he does. I mean, he doesn't get touched until Derek Watson meets him just a yard into the goal.
Carson Seacack in to try the extra point and tie it up.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I could call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm and Rocket Mortgage agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
It's never too early to start planning your landscaping projects for 2024. Whatever you envision when you peer out your door, the skilled staff at Zeiser's Landscaping will work with you to develop your project from concept to completion. They are experts in the areas of creative design, plant choice, use of appropriate hardscape materials, irrigation systems, and in weaving these components into a successfully executed landscape plan that suits your needs and style. Contact the landscaping experts about your home or business today. Zeiser's Landscaping in Burlington, in southeast Iowa.
Go ahead, giving me a heads up.
Checking out the 40s and the 35s. That's what cost our opening round game. Just those soft little pooch kicks in that corner. And I know we got some better athletes in there in number 6, Dylan Chenoweth, and I can't see who the other number is on the far side. But if you're going to kick somewhere, that's going to be where you could get caught here.
There's a soft 15-yard area between the up back five and the next segment of two for Burlington is what John's saying.
Yep.
CCAC has it on the tee, and we're about ready to get back underway. We're tied at 7, kicks it deep. Going to be taken by Horn at the 11, goes through his hands, has to retrieve it at the 7. Across the 10, 15, 20, at the left hash, put his head down like he was going to barrel into somebody, thought better of it. Got tackled at the 22 after a return of 15 yards, and that's where the Greyhounds will start this drive.
We got lucky with a no-call block in the back. John Phillips, as you see coming on the left side of your screen here shortly, if you're watching the replays, he'll run, and he kind of just bumped into them, and that official was ready to pull that flag.
So after the 9-play, 71-yard drive on their opening possession, let's see what the Greyhounds can do. Right back where they were, it was 0-0 when they went on that drive. Now it's 7-7, might as well be 0-0.
Yep.
First down and 10 from the Greyhound 21-yard line. I formation set, wing back to the left side. Robinson turns, gives it to Donald. Donald stutter steps, reverses course, wanted to go outside, cut it back inside to the hash, got three, but a flag thrown by the umpire after contact.
Trace Robertson, 6 foot, 175-pound linebacker, comes in. Kind of a lazy throw, Scott. I'm going to give him a B-minus on the flag throw. I'm going to say it's probably going to be a hold or a hands to the face. Oh,
illegal use of hands by the Clippers. So give Donald a gain of 4.
And all we need now is an offensive face mask, and I think we will have caught our weekly average of unique calls in high school football. So, hey, we'll take the yardage any way we can get it as the officials mark off the penalty. That should get us enough for a first down if we mark it off right.
That's a 10-yard walk-off up to the 35, so a 10-yard penalty. And it's first down and 10 for the Greyhounds, now at the 35-yard line. So 4 yards on the carry, 10 yards on the penalty. First penalty of the night for Clear Creek Amana. 3:46 remaining, first quarter, in a tie, 7-7 ball game.
Carlson is as your favorite receiver.
I told him to get me a pick tonight. He said, I'll do my best. Robinson, play action fake. Rolling right, throws right. He's got a man. He's got two men in the same area. He's got Carlson and Cordero. And Carlson came down with it initially and then was hit, driven into the ground, and it fell out of his hands. It was a tremendous effort, and I thought he caught it momentarily, but when he hit the turf, the ball came out.
Yeah, and I mean, good job for Gabe to stand in there, and I really think this ball was meant for Solomon. I think Bucks might have run too, just kind of extended his route. I think if we would have flattened out, it would have been able to clear some more room for Solomon. Definitely had some good, good effort. Scott, one of the things we haven't seen is we haven't seen any long counter action. Nice job by Dimitri to give a little bit more time for Gabe to throw.
Robinson gives it to Donald, trying to get the right side, cuts it back across the grain, and he wiggles his way up to the 40 for a gain of five. It'll be third and manageable, third and five at the Greyhound 40.
Nice tackle by Zach Vance, fullback, 6'1", 225-pound senior. They do a nice job. Our backs do a nice job of cutting back and trying to find some of that extra room. Guys up front, I know we get going, but we got to stay engaged. You got seeing John Shulka back in action. Good to see him downfield, moving some people around.
Third down and five at the Greyhound 40. 2:50 and counting, first quarter. 7-7 your score. Robinson turns, gives it to Donald again. This time the left side. Going to get close to a first down, but he's going to be about 2 yards short. They may give him the 44. Near side official gives him the 43.5. Far side, the 43. We'll see where they mark it. They mark it at the 43, a gain of three. It'll be fourth and two.
Nice shot by Riker Jones to come in from the corner and put an end to the run. In this kind of a situation, we can't hesitate. You see that little hesitation right there, Scott, trying to find a little bit of room. This is a situation tonight where you just got to use your legs, lower your shoulder pads.
Tush push, tush push. Robinson gives it to Butheris. No, fakes it to Butheris, and that wasn't even Butheris. That was Cole Lair. Faked it to Cole Lair, pulled it out of his gut, and got three across the 45 to the 46 and a first down for the Greyhound.
I mean, you just got to love the confidence that Jim Krekel has in his offensive line and in the toughness of Gabe Robinson to get you those extra yards. And, anything to not punt. And here we go. Wyatt Messer's got to come out. Got a little, I don't know what's going on with him. He's running on light onto his right leg, and in comes Jamar Carl. And I don't know if that slides Shulka over as a center or if Jamar comes in to snap. We'll have to see what happens here. But doesn't look to be anything too serious. Almost like he got his foot stepped on or a quick roll of the ankle.
Carl's at center. First down and 10 at the ground, 46, under 2 minutes remaining in the opening stanza. Robinson, play action fake to nobody, almost threw a backward pass.
That's exactly what they're calling.
And it went through the hands of Donald and recovered by CCA inside the 40, the 38. The first break, the first turnover goes the way of the Clippers, and a loss of 7 on the play. It'll be first down and 10. CCA after the change of possession.
Been high on the recovery for the Clippers. Interesting call, Scott. I'm not sure. I don't even know what to say about that. It was well covered. I'm not sure how much it would have happened even if he caught the ball, but that is definitely Gabe standing on the 38, and he's throwing it back to the 40. So Wyatt Messer still getting worked on. And, Scott, that hurts us defensively because he gets a rotation in there with Shulka and Cordero and some of those other guys. So got some guys got to shake it up. And we got another Greyhound hurt, and that is going to be Keyshawn Wilden. And I'm not sure what's going on there. Oh, they have sent him off because his knee pads were too far above the knee. And I don't know why we pick on one guy when the rest of the world seems to have that uniform situation.
First down and 10 for Quentin Tran. He turns around, gives it to Pettinger. Pettinger around the left side. I'm going to say Pettinger. Either way, sweep around the left side. Gets down to the 31-yard line. A gain of 7. It'll be second and short.
Yeah. Cole Lair had a chance at him and kind of slid off of him, and Cordero had to come in from his end spot to push him out of bounds. got to find some answers. Got to kind of get yourself back into your mindset here, Scott.
1:32 remaining in the quarter. 7-7 your score. Greyhounds turn it over. Short field for CCA. Second and three from the Greyhound 31. Tran sends a man in motion, fakes it to him, gives it to Pettinger off the right side, and Pettinger inside the 30 and a late flag. I don't know. Those flags come in late, so it makes me think it's not holding. It's something else. Gain of two, pending the penalty.
And it's the umpire, and I'm just, you know, I hate to be sarcastic, but, I mean, he's not getting a quota here. But
holding CCA.
I mean, I'm glad he's making the right call. I mean, he obviously has his eyes right in the right spot, doing all the things that he's supposed to do. Awesome job, rating him high. But seriously, you see that toss, it's like, I don't really want to throw the flag, but I probably should right now.
So 10-yard penalty, holding call. Make it second down and about 11 to go. Take the 2 yards away from Pettinger. I'm going to go Pettinger. There we go. Pettinger, second down 11 from the 39. Turn and fake to Stevens. Rolls right, has a man in the right flat. Turns upfield at the 35, brought down at the 30. And that's a completion to Zach Vance, and then a flag came out.
I'm going to guarantee you that's a block in the back. That's number 24, Zach Vance.
Gain of 8 if it stands.
Yeah, that was blocking the back. And when you watch it, you'll see it. It's not much of one. APH is coming at a mile a minute here. But he does get his hands on his back. Angle's not going to show it, but he spins out of that. Might be the better look right here.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it blocking the back, but he blocked him right into the ball carrier.
And Vance, Zach, I'm sorry I gave you the – it's really Trace Robertson on the penalty. So, hey, let's keep moving back.
Third penalty for 30 yards. All 10-yard penalties right now for CCA. Takes it back outside the 40 to the 41. So it'll be second down repeated for the third time and 13 to go.
We got a little reversal on the field. We got reversal on the field, number 24, Zach Vance. Reversal of the pregame meal.
Oh, has he already reversed it?
Yeah, at least twice.
Well, that's not good.
Cleanup crew, you know what that does to that crust tire, Scott? I mean, it really
I have
just
no idea.
Away.
I mean,
really
I've,
just. I see the weird things. You keep your eye on the play. I see the weird things in life. So, hey, other good news, Wyatt Messer's up and he's moving around. So, it's a little warm tonight. And, you know, things like that may happen. He may have taken in a little bit more hydration than needed, caught a hit. So
last year we finally felt like it was fall, and now it's back to being summer again, and it's supposed to be 90 tomorrow. You know, the Hawkeyes, thank goodness they kick off at 6:30, because if it were a 2:30 game, I might be put in a half, and that's about it. I'm 51 years old. I no longer like to sit when it's hot.
And a lot of people might be putting in a half anyway.
It'll be 3-2 in favor of the Spartans. Second and 13 from the 41. Play action fake. Rolling left as Tran throws left. Had a man, but overshot him on the far sideline. That was intended for Owen Rosenberg, but it was a little too far as pressure was from the backside by Solomon Cordero.
Excellent pressure to get off the block. It was a cut block on Solomon, but he able to sprawl out and put the pressure on the quarterback in. Caused that throw to be just a little bit earlier than he wanted.
Why does Tran look more like a quarterback than either Petrus or McNamara?
And, you know, the thing about McNamara is how good did he look in a Michigan uniform?
You forgot. Well, how good did Justin Fields look in an Ohio State uniform? Put him in a Bears uniform. I don't know where to go with
it. It's time for a uniform change in Iowa City and Chicago.
Tran turns and gives it to Stevens, the deep back on 3rd and 13, and Jackson Stevens down to the 35. That is a gain of 6. Well short of the first down, it'll be 4th down and 7.
And as good as they're running the ball, why not pin the Greyhounds deep if you don't get the first down? Good job by Cole Lair coming in to make the stop for the Greyhounds.
You know how I remember his name? Former running back, St. Louis Rams, Oregon State Beavers.
Cole Lair.
Stephen Cole Lair. Cole Lair played in the NFL and came back to finish his eligibility at Burlington. We put 12 in the books after that. 12 in the books, 36 to go. We've got three quarters to go after one at 7-7. CCA facing fourth down and eight when we come back on KBUR.
Your child got hurt in the last game and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or is it something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington, where orthopedic providers will evaluate your injured athlete. No appointments, just answers. Open 8 to 9 a.m. during the fall sports season. Athletes must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, and don't forget your insurance card. Right place, right care, right here.
Looking for the perfect gift the whole family will enjoy? Consider a new hot tub. Industrial Motors in Burlington offers two of the most well-known brands of spas on the market. They have both Marquee and Bullfrog spas in stock and ready to be delivered. Sizes ranging from an intimate 2 to 3 person spa to an impressive 10-seater for entertaining all your friends and family. Call or stop in today at Industrial Motors, 2515 Mount Pleasant Street in Burlington, to set up a time to see your spa options.
Party people! Right? You can keep playing that. That's, you know, we're not close to having a play yet.
There we go.
Party Rock is in the house tonight.
He sings one line from Facts of Life, ladies and gentlemen.
Grounds about game. The Clippers 71-62. CCA facing fourth down and seven as we begin the second quarter. Now there's going to be a little bit more of a delay as CCA wants to take a timeout. So that's always odd to me. Like last week, I think it was the Bears coming out of a TV timeout had a delay of game. And now CCA coming out of a quarter break where you've just spoken to your team for a minute. You take a timeout.
You had the chance to kind of get everything set up the way you weren't looking at the defense of the Greyhounds.
So now you're saying that when Burlington came out in a certain set that didn't match up with the play you wanted to run, now you got to call a timeout.
You could say that, but they didn't even get to the line of scrimmage and say, oh, we don't like the way that looks. So, yeah, it's always weird when you burn something like that when you shouldn't have to.
Weird? You mispronounced aggravating as a fan. I hate it when the Bears especially come out of a timeout.
Yes, I hate
your
it as well.
Your phone is dead.
So
I've got your charger right here in my suite.
Here we go, fourth and seven. We're Clear Creek, Amana.
Fourth and seven, just outside the 35. Turn and a fake to Stevens. Rolling right is Tran. Throws on the run. He's got a man open at the 20, but a flag came in from the white hat.
And that was thrown from a distance about 15, 20 yards. So it looks like we'll be having holding on the Clippers. Yep, there it is.
Pass was complete to his tight end, Hayden Hardy, who looks every bit the type of tight end that Iowa might recruit at some point in time.
Yeah, he looks good. He does. I'm going to tell you, Tran does an extremely good job of ball faking. He hides that extremely well, and he runs that through. And so now we bring on the punter for the Clippers, and that is Cale Berry. Back deep is Cam Horn for the Greyhounds. Scott, what do I say every week over the
catch
last
the
night?
Punt! So it'll be fourth down and long at the 45, fourth and 17.
And
Grounds have given up 62 yards, but CCA has given back 40.
And catch the ball in the air.
Catch the ball in the air, Cam.
Oh, the amoeba punt return.
Rugby-style punt by Cale Berry. Going to hit at the 19. Horn gets it on one hop at the 15 and drops immediately.
You know what? I'll take it. You know, that ball was on a forward roll, and that was going to bound down. I mean, at least could have been put pressure on the 5, but he stops it at the 15. So I'm going to give him credit for chasing that thing down. And number 3 and number 21 for the Clippers get the stop. That's Robertson and Pettinger as the Greyhounds take over on their third drive here.
So after two drives of hot knife through butter, a fumble and a punt. Everything all being square. 7-7. Greyhounds first down and 10 at their own 16. Tight eye. Butheris 2 yards behind Robinson. Deep man is Horn. Pitch to Horn around the left side. puts his shoulder and his head down, just burrows his way up to the 19 before he's dropped after a gain of three.
Man, a little more lead in his shorts. He gets a little bigger and stronger. I'm serious. Look at this. This is a hard run.
I haven't heard lead in shorts since
I know,
Grandpa.
It's a long time. I know. Well,
how old are you?
79.
Well, so. I got a hankering for a hot dog.
Yeah.
My wife hates it when I say hankering. Well,
just one of many things, I suppose.
Thanks. Appreciate it. I've always said I'm an acquired taste, and she doesn't disagree. Gain of a long three, second and a long six. Just inside the 20. Pitch to Horn coming near side this time. Strung out very well by the Clippers. He's got a couple across the 20. Maybe give him the 23. I think it's going to be about the 22. Call it a gain of two. It'll be third down about five.
But this is what he gives you, which is just a little bit different than Dimitri, is that he's able to kind of make a track move around the corner. Dave gets out there. If APH stays on the block, who knows? Maybe we're looking at the 35-40 instead of looking at a third and four.
Third and five at the 22-yard line. Grounds have to get it up across the 26. Robinson tried to keep it himself, and he got to the 24. It's going to be fourth and two after a gain of about two.
I really don't think we're going to go ahead and go for it on fourth down here, Scott, but when you're 2-3 and you're trying to make some statements, you never know. This could be the on two. This is where Coach Shea was here, and he would get into his formation shifts. And
looks like they're going to go for it. Adrian Perez Hall is bringing in a play. It's going to be fourth down and just right at 2 yards. Ball resting inside the 24.
They come up hurried like a freeze play.
Oh, and we jumped. Our left guard, DJ Morgan, jumped. So the 5-yard penalty will make it fourth and seven, and now it's a moot point.
Well, maybe not. You know, I would have. Here comes Gabe. He's coming off the sideline. So. Discretion is the better part of valor here as Tim Krekel decides to kick this ball away. Cam Horn goes deep to kick in number eight. Looks like Ethan Weiss is back in shape, ready to go again.
Horn from his own eight will step into it and boot it away. Nice kick. Going to be taken at the Clipper 49 by Weiss. So 19, 31 plus one. That's a 32-yard punt for Cam Horn. CCA will start this drive with 9:27 remaining in the first half from its own 49-yard line.
Greyhounds, really, you know, we just got to find an answer not to give up some big chunk plays as we get the replay of Weiss on the fair catch there. That's, you know, we do a good job of covering that kick, and I mean, that's just really good, safe ball control. Got a half a field to play with.
Jackson Stevens, the tail of the tandem in the I formation. The fullback is Pettinger. Quarterback Tran, two receivers to the right side. Tran cocks his left foot, sends a man in motion, turns, gives it on a stretch play to Stevens. Stevens into Greyhound territory to the 46, a gain of five.
Simple stretch. It's the bread and butter, just kind of like the Greyhounds do, but a nice job by DJ Morgan. Shedding the block of a fullback or the tight end and coming in to make that tackle for the Greyhounds.
7-3-9-7-5-5-6-5-5, the runs for Jackson Stevens. Averaging 5.8 per carry. Second down and five from the 46 of Burlington. And we jumped. Morgan.
That's twice on DJ, man.
Followed it up by getting a little too antsy from his left defensive end position. That'll give CCA a free five and move the chains. It'll be first and ten.
Now, someone's just got to get a hold of DJ and just kind of, you know, let him know, you know, it's okay. Timeout on the field. They're going to measure here.
I mean, it was second and five. You got to give him the first. I don't know how you measure after marking the football on a penalty.
The white hat came in.
And that's a first down. You can tell from here. Well, they're going to talk things over.
They're going to call back to Des Moines, let broken centrifuge give it to him.
He's talking to somebody.
He's talking to, they're all intercommed up together. And they are, told you, Scott, they're going to
official timeout measurement.
I mean, the reason I say that is because marking the football to me as potentially inaccurate as even that is, given that some people take bigger or smaller steps on a five-yard penalty.
And then they go ahead and give them the first down.
I don't... So who said, nah, man, we don't need to bring the chains out.
Come that's, this way.
That's
no,
a first down.
No, no.
That's a first down. Give them the first
you
down.
You know, as a chain crew going in, man, we've had a long game. We had the first game. Took a long time. I got to get home by 10:30. Got golf tomorrow. We got to go.
Hawks are on at 6:30. Got to get a nap. First down and 10 at the 41-yard line of Burlington. I formation as it's been all night. Tran turns and gives it to Stevens. Stevens out the left side. Big hole. 35, 30. Cuts it outside up the near sideline. 25. Run out of bounds short of the 20 at about the 21-yard line. That's a gain of 20 on first down.
That's a double gap. I mean, that was just a guess that the Greyhounds were doing. Rafe was coming in on the backside A gap. Clear Creek does a nice job of letting two backs or having a two-gap guess. And so great job by the running back, Stevens, and he was able to pick the right gap. Big chunk play. Clippers on the move.
First and 10 at the 21-yard line. 7-7 your score. 8:24 remaining in the first half. Give to Stevens. Second man through, and he's got yardage down to the 15, a gain of 6. And he was pretzeled a little bit. I'm glad to see he's getting up okay, but Perez Hall hit him low. I wasn't sure who came in high.
Shulka went high. I mean, Shulka went low. And then we had Butheris and Donald coming in high. It was Butheris on the final smash. Perez Hall coming in from that side. Playing tough. I mean, we just got to find a way to get into the gap.
Gain of 6 as the Clippers have entered the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone. Man in motion left to right. They give it to him on jet sweep. As you said, what do they call it, a jet?
It's jet red.
Jet red as Ethan Weiss just plants his foot. Turns up field. He's got yardage down to the 12. Call it a gain of 4, just short of the first down.
It's a speed trap is really what it is, but no one needs to trap because everybody's already sliding to the outside because you see it. I mean, you look. You have your defensive end and your tackle. They're taking a half step to the outside because they don't want to get beat to the outside. And they plant and come inside. Good concept.
Third down, less than a yard. Tran under center just going to keep it himself. Goes between center and left guard. He's got the 6. That's a gain of 4. Make it 5. Be first down. Now they give him the 7. So it'll be a gain of 4. But a first down and goal upcoming for the Clippers.
Jamar Carl in at that nose tackle position right now. And there's just kind of a size mismatch. And just getting a better push.
Tran turns and hands it to Stevens. Stevens hit behind the line of scrimmage, able to fall forward, though, back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe give him 1. We'll see where they spot it. Yeah, we'll give him 1 yard. It'll be second and goal from the 6.
Wild and Butheris and Perez Hall kind of on the slash stunt move here, kind of put themselves into the gap. And that's what we got to do. We've got to find a way to get them into a one-gap scheme.
Second and goal from the 6. Heavy formation to the left side. Play action fake. Tran going to roll left. Throws into the back corner of the end zone. Has a man. Got his foot down. Touchdown catch by Cale Berry. A 6-yarder, and it's 13-7.
Again, great ball fake. Great patience on the turn. And then it's a jump ball situation. You got a taller wide receiver against the smaller defensive back. Always a tough deal.
So it's 13-7, taking the lead for the first time tonight is Clear Creek Command, and to try the extra point is CCAC. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is high enough, long enough, and good enough. 6:16 remaining, first half. It's now CCA 14, Burlington 7, back in 1 minute on KVOR.
This is perfect patio weather. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. As Chris and Ryan's crews are busy installing awesome patios around southeast Iowa and west central Illinois, I am anxious to continue using mine. As the days get shorter, it becomes necessary to add a little light to your patio, and nothing does that better than Love and Flame patio candles and burners. I absolutely love the ambiance of flickering flame as I sit and relax. No matter the size of your deck or patio, Ritter's has the perfect candle or burner for you, and they all use the safe, water-based Love and flame fuel. Ritter's is offering end-of-the-season sale prices right now in the prime season to enjoy the perfect weather we're having. Many of the candles can also be used indoors for more hours of soothing enjoyment. Ritter's has all Love and Flame candles at 50% off, all tabletop burners, fuel, butane lighters, and butane at 25% off. As you are enjoying a perfect evening on your patio, you'll be thinking,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Six-yard touchdown pass from Trenton Tran to Cale Berry. Burlington scored on its first drive of the night, has now given up a couple of touchdowns with a punt in between to the Clippers, and it's 14-7 in this first-ever meeting between these two schools.
It's a track meet in a completely different way, Scott. I mean, you got really two fine running teams, and it's going to be one of those things where whoever has the ball last, I think.
Seacack to kick it away to either Donald or Horn. It's going to be Horn who's going to let it hit and roll into the end zone. Hit at the 9, rolls into the end zone for the touchback, so the Grounds will start this drive trailing by a touchdown at their own 20.
So the answer is a prolonged drive to end this half and get yourself tied up at 14-14. You need to come away with points against the Clippers here. Don't do things to shoot yourself in the foot. So, very competitive team. You know, as they are undersized, they are really tenacious up front, Scott. Really impressed with the way those guys are doing things. Looking at number 72 for the Clippers, Vinny. What a great name, Vinny Keller. 6'2", 270. Hey, Vinny. Vinny, get in there in the nose tackle.
They almost gave it the 25. They thought they were officiating
rules.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So first down to 10 at the 20-yard line. Greyhounds trailing just over half, or almost halfway through the second quarter. Trailing 14-7. Give to the first man through. Check that. Or no, that is. That's Adrian Perez-Hall on kind
that's
of a counter reversal.
Yeah.
And Perez-Hall up to about the 29. Give him 9. It'll be second and short.
Great job. Look at this. DJ Morgan on a nice trap block there. Shulkin, the crowd, Solomon, nice job. Think if Adrian just makes it a track meet. Look at this one more time, Scott. If he just makes this a track meet down the hash mark instead of trying to cut back.
Second and one from the 21. Ball on the right hash, tie-dye formation. Turn, fake to Butheris, give to Shizzle. Shizzle trying to get around the left side, strung out, dropped, loss of one. Actually, no gain. It'll be third and one.
Yeah, they've got the off-tackle game figured out. They're not going to give you that power game anymore. You're going to have to come inside, run some misdirection.
It's a big play right here. The Greyhounds do not want to give it back to CCA with any time on the clock. Over 5 minutes remaining. You got to at least get one first down. Let the clock tick just a little bit more. Third down and one. Robinson under center checks out the defense. Turns, gives it to Butheris. Tried to take it right up the gut, nothing doing. Got stood up and driven back. No gain, it'll be fourth and one. Two opportunities to get a yard. The Grounds have failed on both. We'll see what Jim Kruckle does.
I think he's going to dial up and go for it. He's in a situation where they've kind of get themselves some confidence here.
I think you got to run behind the big fella.
I think he's going to wait. He's going to call that timeout and talk about things.
So a 4:31 remaining in the first half. Jim Krecker will, in fact, take his first time out of the half. We'll take it with him. He wants a minute. We'll take 30. 14-7 CCA on top of the Greyhounds. Back in a half minute on KVUR.
Create your comfort space, add room appeal, or plan a getaway. Let K-Spine Community Credit Union help. Specializing in short-term, small-dollar loans. Rainy days and weekends are great for projects like a do-it-yourself coffee bar, and a K-Spine small dollar loan can get you started. A K-Spine loan can help you refresh your backyard with a mini makeover so you can enjoy a staycation this year. Your comfort space is closer than you think. Let K-Spine help you build it. Apply online at kspine.com. Specializing in short-term, small dollar loans. Membership not required to apply.
Both teams retire to their sidelines to talk about what they're going to do right here. Halftime score in Cedar Rapids. North Scott leads Xavier 20-13 in the matchup of top 10 teams in Class 4A.
That, I mean, that tells you something about that North Scott team, doesn't it?
Washington up big 35-7 on Keokuk. Is it Keokuk or is it not?
No, Keokuk put the hurt on
Washington over Mount Pleasant. My apologies. Sorry, Chiefs fans. Here's a give. No, a keeper. Nice fake by Gabe Robinson. Still on his feet. Gets the far sideline. Runs up the far sideline. He's got that 1 yard and more. No flags on the play that I can see anyway. No, there must be one because the white hat and the far side official are talking things over. Yep, there it was. Must have been a hold on the edge.
Man, I'm trying to find it. I'm not seeing it, Scott. One more time. Oh, wrong angle. But I'm going to tell you, this is great read time. He rides out Rafe. Where? Oh, there it is. I see it now. Just.
Well, it was 4-1 in favor of Burlington with only having one. Now it's 4-4. As we've had an illegal procedure, and offsides are now a holding penalty, negating a first down. About a 25-yard run taken off the board as well. So the Greyhounds will kick it away on fourth down and a little bit longer than 10. Can Horn to kick it away to Ethan Weiss. Horn again inside his 10 to receive the snap. Steps into it. Gets it away. Barely. Weiss will take it at midfield. Fair catch, and that's where the Clippers will start this drive, leading 14-7.
Well, Scott, I mean, it was a pretty promising series as we were going, and that is kind of a, you know, those are little emotional killers. You ask me each week, you know, how do you rebound? It's things like this where you go, man, that's a really good play, and then you're like, oh. And it's almost, it's hard to talk to your kids about staying up and staying engaged and positive when you're just having these little misses that lead to a spread now.
Now before the play can get called in and snapped, the officials are having another time. This is one of the reasons the game's not going to move as fast as we thought it was.
Well, but
that's about the fourth officiating huddle we've had tonight.
Well, they know they're on video, so.
First and 10 from midfield. Tran sends a man in motion right to left, fakes it to him, gives it to Stevens, second man through, and he's got two to the Greyhound 48.
Man, be Ferris. He's playing on that outside edge. Watch this. He steps down inside. Great job, along with Cole Air coming from the strong side. Great discipline of staying home when you're seeing that jet.
And actually, that was Pettinger for the 2 yard gain. 21, not 22. Pettinger still in it. Tailback, two to the left side. Fullback, I believe, is Cameron Powell. Play action fake. Tran going to throw as a man, cutting across the middle. And he's got yardage up to the 40, make it the 39. A gain of 9, and that'll move the chains. It'll be first down and 10 at the Greyhound 39.
Great snap throw. Caden Schizel almost gets his mitts on that thing. Butheris and Donald with the stop. Great concept, playing in space.
Owen Rosenberg with the catch. A couple of yards after the catch, but enough to get the first down. First down and 10 at the Greyhound 39. 3:20 and counting. Tran turns, gives it to his tailback. That's Pettinger, and Pettinger up to the 36. A gain of 3. So it'll be second and 7 once again.
Shulka, nice job coming around. Sheds off that first block of the guard. Comes in. Morgan flying in. Great hustle. There's no doubt we're playing at full tilt. Get a little concerned if you're watching Adrian Press Hall. He's kind of getting sucked in just a little too much. We get bounced out here.
Grounds need to stop the Clippers, who get the ball to start the second half. Man in motion left to right on second and 7. They give it to him on the jet sweep. That's Jackson Stevens, strung out and dropped on the far side. Nice play by Wilden.
And that's why they go jet red. I mean, jet sweep's so effective. But when you run that well and you got your defenders going out that wide, it doesn't make that as effective. So great job by the Greyhound defense to make it third and long. Got to be watching the play action again. I mean, they've been, Tran's been very good on his footwork and finding his receivers.
It's a loss of two. We'll put it back at the 38-yard line inside of 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Play clock at four, it would appear. CCA is just going to take a timeout, talk things over, and they will on third and nine. So once again, he wants a minute. We'll take half of that. 14-7 CCA on top of Burlington. A minute 51 remaining in the first half. When we come back, it'll be third and nine on KBUR.
As the chief buffet officer here at Pizza Ranch, I get all kinds of buffet questions. Here's one from Cole.
Is there a real cactus in your cactus bread?
Great question, Cole. No, there is no cactus in our cactus bread, just sweet cinnamony streusel. It's on our buffet every day, along with pizza, chicken, ice cream, and all your other favorites. Even better, at least for your parents, kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't worry, Cole, there's no coal in our coleslaw either.
Pizza Ranch, everyone's favorite buffet.
Back here at Merrill A. Miller Senior Family Field in Burlington, Iowa, Bracewell Stadium, the home of the Greyhounds. John Flaherty, Scott Mason, Mark Garten back in the studio. 14-7, Grounds Trail, CCA. But the Clippers have a third down and nine now at the Greyhound 38 coming out of the timeout. Buck 51 remaining in the first half. Again, play action fake. Tran going to roll left, throws left, has a man. Caught at the 15, turns upfield, spins his way into the end zone. That's going to be a touchdown pass of 38 yards to Owen Rosenberg, and it's 20-7.
Man, just some, I mean, this is just tremendous offensive passing. Tran does a nice job of getting tall on that rollout, setting his feet, and just immaculate route running by the Clippers.
38-yard pitch and catch from Tran to Rosenberg. And to try the extra point is Carson Sekak. Kick is up off the left foot of Sekak, and it's good. A minute 42 remaining, and all the Grounds have to find a way to get it down the field before halftime and cut into this 14-point deficit at CCA 21, Burlington 7, back in 1 minute on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, we are big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know success on the field or court takes great teamwork, trust, and dedication from all your teammates and coaches. We live by those same qualities here at Ryan Schmitz. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 85 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Insurance stinks.
It sure does.
Until you need it.
Hi, this is Bob at Prawl Insurance. There is nothing else you buy on a regular basis and hope you never use it. Whether you are buying that first automobile or your fifth, finding the right automobile is one thing. Choosing the right insurance is everything. I will make certain that you are properly insured with the right coverages and deductibles. You may qualify for several auto insurance discounts. Insurance for your auto, home, and business. Check our website, Prawl Insurance, located at 111 Valley Street, Burlington.
You're listening to Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.
Well, the Greyhounds have 102 seconds to try and find a way to cut into this 14-point deficit after scoring on its first drive of the night. The Burlington offense has stumbled a little bit. It's allowed CCA to take control of this game just before halftime. It's 21-7. Sekak gets it away, and we are back underway. Horn from this 10. Coming up between the hash marks. 20 coming up near side. 25 still on his feet. Stumbles forward like a gazelle. The big long legs get him up across the 25 to the 27. The Grounds will start there with a little over a minute and a half remaining to try and get something on the scoreboard.
A little reminder of Derek Willis in that long stride. And that ability to accelerate. So you're right, Scott. We got a. I don't know if we. I mean, it'd be great to come out with points, but right now we need to not give up the ball, and we need to get some. I would look for some chunk plays here. You had some success with that counter. You know, that's not obviously what you do on your first down here, but you got to find a way to get some chunks here.
Donald dots the eye behind Butheris. Robinson on a keeper around the left side across the 30. Dives forward to the 34. That's a gain of six on first down, but you got to have some urgency. You got to get to the line of scrimmage. Clock continues to run at 120. Greyhounds have two timeouts left.
Jacek Waters, Jacek's had a very impressive first down. They're not, Scott, I don't think they're going to hustle. I think they're going to want to make sure that things are well and not pressure themselves. I know you're talking to go a two-minute drill, but that's not really what this offense is about.
Second and four from the 34. Robinson, again a keeper around the right side. It's just a three-yard pickup to the 37. It'll be third and one, but we're inside of a minute.
And, again, they're just looking not to give up the ball, and they're looking to establish getting another first down.
You only have to run one more play.
And that's really all they're looking forward to do. And the thing is, hopefully they can come back in the half, find a way to get some answers defensively, and then, you know, get your offensive going.
10-second difference between game clock and play clock. Game clock at 22, play clock at 10. Robinson, we have to snap it one more time unless CCA takes its final timeout. Turn, give it to Perez Hall on a reverse, a counter reverse around the left side, and he spins his way up across the 45 to the 47. That's a gain of 10. Clock at 6 seconds remaining.
And just as I thought, they're going to go ahead and get the ball. Mark put the ball into play, and we will go to half. And so that's exactly what Jim Krekel and the offense was looking to do. And they, you know, kind of end on a good note for them. It's not what fans want, and I get it. But we've got to find a way to get some adjustment here in the half. And then hopefully in the next two quarters, we can find a way to get 21 points.
21-7 CCA, your halftime score. We're going to take a five-minute timeout, try and track down some of those scores from around the area. Several came up on the timeline, so we'll be able to find a few. Maybe get a bite to eat, things like that. All the things we do at halftime, especially here at home. We put 24 in the books, 24 to go. It is halftime. When we come back, it'll be the beginning of the Case Buying Community Credit Union Halftime Show with your halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Tire Center. All that and more coming up. It's halftime here at Gracewell. 21-7 your score, CCA leading Burlington. Back in 5 minutes.
When you get right down to it, every financial institution is basically the same. So how do you pick the right one? I wouldn't know. But I do know why I picked Case Buying Community Credit Union for me. I picked Case Buying because they see me as a person, not just another account. Because they understand that life happens. They provide multiple free services, and they have all the modern e-services I need. I like to say I picked Case Buying, but really, they picked me. It's your turn to pick. Chances are, if you're hearing this, you can join.
Picture this, a bank where friendly faces greet you by name, where decisions are made locally with your best interests at heart, a bank that invests in the growth and prosperity of our community. That is the story of Pilot Grove Savings Bank. We have competitive rates on CDs and a variety of checking and savings account options for your personal or business use. Pilot Grove Savings Bank, working for Southeast Iowa. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You need food for all those folks watching the big game at your party. Wingstop can help feed a few to several for your next big game party, offering the right meal package from a small group all the way up to their 100-piece wing pack, while offering wing flavors, dips, and sides for any size party. Order online through the Wingstop app or DoorDash for the next big game. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. City Center Plaza, Burlington.
They're up against a deadline. Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A funding impasse continues on Capitol Hill with a government shutdown now just hours away. A temporary funding bill failed in the House today while the Senate works to pass a bipartisan measure, which includes more funding for the war in Ukraine. Well, that's something House Speaker Kevin McCarthy doesn't sound amenable to.
I think if we had a clean one without Ukraine on it, we could probably be able to move that through. I think if the Senate puts Ukraine on there and focuses Ukraine over America, I think that could cause real problems.
The federal government will run out of money at midnight Sunday. California Senator Dianne Feinstein has passed away. The 90-year-old lawmaker had served in the Senate since winning a special election in 1992. Feinstein had battled health problems in recent months, including multiple hospital stays from shingles earlier this year. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer paying tribute to his longtime colleague on the floor this morning.
Her integrity was a diamond. Her integrity shone like a beacon across the Senate and across the country for all to see and hopefully emulate.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has pledged in the past to appoint a black woman to the seat vacated by Feinstein, whose passing brings Democrats' slim majority in the Senate from 51 to 50. Rain walloped the New York metropolitan area with a startling punch today, knocking out several subway and commuter rail lines, stranding drivers on highways, flooding basements, and shuttering a terminal at LaGuardia Airport in one of the city's wettest days in decades. Almost 7 inches of rain had fallen in parts of Brooklyn by midday, with at least one spot seeing 2.5 inches in a single hour. The National Weather Service says the nearly 8 inches at JFK Airport surpassed a record set during Hurricane Donna in September 1960. And it's not over yet. More downpours are expected this weekend. America's listening to Fox News.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design, and more people kept ordering, from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Mostly clear for your overnight hours. Look for an overnight low down to 62 with southeast winds at around 10. Sunny on Saturday, high to 89, a south wind at 5 to 10. Then a clear Saturday night. Look for a low down to 64, southeast winds 5 to 10, Augusta 20. Sunday should be sunny skies, high to 87. Mostly clear Sunday night, a low to 61. And Monday, sunny skies, 85. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 86.
Back here at Bracewell Stadium for the Case Spine Community Credit Union halftime show, where Clear Creek Amana took control midway through the first quarter, and they lead Burlington 21-7. Burlington started out the scoring on its opening drive of the night by taking it the length of the field. Took over on their own 29 after the opening kickoff. And after a 9-play, 71-yard drive that took just under 4.5 minutes, Gabe Robinson scored from 14 yards out. And it was 7-0 Burlington. And to be honest, I thought, hey, it was kind of one of those, remember when you played Cedar Rapids Prairie here in your district opener of
ever?
Well,
it's actually probably Washington, because we talk about Joe Mack going to the house.
And I said,
Joe Mack.
I said, Burlington, welcome to district football, and then we ended up losing.
It was Washington.
49-10. But anyway, yeah. So Robinson scores from 14, and I thought, hey, good things ahead. But CCA then took over, scored on its first drive of the night, 8 plays, 57 yards, and 3:25. Jackson Stevens scored from 6 yards out, and it was 7-7. Then following a Burlington fumble, a CCA punt, and a BHS punt, CCA would go 51 yards and a 1:59 on a Cale Berry 6-yard reception from Quentin Tran. It was 14-7. And then they would go in just before the half. Owen Rosenberg, a 38-yard pass from Tran. 1:42 remaining on the clock when that score happened after a 50-yard drive in 2 minutes and 36 seconds. And that's where we are right now at 21-7. So Burlington was able to do what they wanted on the first drive of the night, and from there, adjustments were made on the opposite sideline. John Flaherty and the offense has really struggled.
Yeah, and again, when you can't be as diverse as you want to be because you got guys injured or you've got, you know, whatever's going on, you struggle. But, you know, they found a little bit of an answer in that counter, in that wingback counter, and something we've been talking about for the last couple weeks. Our passing game, again, is we know we're going to be a play-action team, but we always seem to have two guys right in the same area. And I think if we just do a little better job of leveling off, I think we got a better shot of making some completions, because, 2 weeks ago, Adrian Perez-All was running that shallow out, and then Solomon's running the corner out like you're supposed to, and I think that helps. I think the other thing is, you know, Gabe sometimes wants guys to be 5 to 10 yards open, and I think he needs to just throw guys open or throw it early when they're really sensing run. So there's adjustments you can make, but really it's on the other side of the ball. We've got to find a way to make those guys one gap runners. Right now they have the ability to choose one or two gap either side of the main blocker, and they've done a great job of running and finding the open lane. And then really the thing I'm most impressed about is Tan's throwing ability and the precision of the routes on their receivers. Those guys, they stick it down at wherever they're supposed to do, plant their feet, and Tan puts it right there, right on timing. So, you know, those are things that, you know, Coach Webb and the defensive staff have got to work out during this halftime. And then they've, you know, again, I say this a lot, body language and how you carry yourself. You know, that's why when coaches are telling guys to run off the field, you can't give off vibes like it's already over. And I'm getting a sense right now that there's a frustration because they haven't just been able to pound the ball like they did that first series. You got to continue to pound. You got to continue to pound and continue to pound. And so that's why I know you were a little frustrated when they were going to half. But that really is a good mental practice for their offense. And I know you're saying hurry, hurry. But I'm saying positive, positive, positive.
So I get frustrated because I know CCA gets the ball to start the second half.
Sure.
And they have not been stopped their last two drives.
I understand that.
And so you're staring down the barrel of 28-7.
I totally understand that. So you pick a poison.
You're 2-3 and 0-1 in the district in a must-win game.
Yep.
To have any hope of maybe trying to make a playoff push. I'm sitting here going, why not throw caution to the wind? I know it goes against everything. It'd be like Kirk Ferentz going empty sets and five wides on 3 out of every 4 plays.
Varsity Blues. That's all we got to do.
You know, I'm just sitting here going, this is the Patriots. They score right before the end of the half. They get the ball to start the second half against the defense that hasn't shown they can stop them.
You are absolutely right. So, I'm going into the locker room now because you're asking me as a coach. I'm going into the locker room now going, okay, see? We're able to move the ball, and we're able to run the ball that we want to. We've got to figure out what it is we need to do to stop. One of those things is we still got to do better at initial point of impact tackling. We're still getting too many yards after the first contact. And then defensively, here's what I would tell you to do. I would tell those guys to go ahead and go ahead and get a PI. Just, you know, let those guys know that they're not going to catch this ball that freely, because one of two things is happening. They're either being soft because they don't want that 15-yard interference, or CCA is just running that percent of routes that they're getting that wide open. And it's kind of hard for me to get a handle on that right now. But defensively, got to come in. And then I really think, you know, I understand the concept of the wrinkle throwing that little throwback pass, but, man, you were moving the ball. You know, and I get it. You know, everybody's got one little twist they want to throw in there. So, but I believe that was kind of the beginning. You know, you see those things open. You know, as a baseball coach, you see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, we're going to try to hit and run, and we actually hit into a double play, and it kills the drive. And
strike them out, throw them out.
Yeah.
It kills momentum. Yep.
Yeah. So I get it. I get people's frustration, but, you know, I trust Coach Grecklin, what he's trying to do mentally with these kids. And you're right, this is, we didn't even have a chance to talk about, we were celebrating all the other things at the beginning of the game. This is it. This is, if you do not win this game, you mathematically, if not, seal your fate. I mean, I don't know what math would have to go into it. But
well, I mean,
there's a lot of
the loser of tonight's North Scott Xavier game would have to lose again. CCA would have to lose twice in its final three games against, you know, arguably the two best teams, North Scott and Xavier, as well as Clinton.
Right.
And
you think they're going to get at least one of those. Right, you think they're going to get Clinton.
For sure. Yeah, I shouldn't say for sure, but of the three, I mean
you're thinking that's
you're looking at
goes,
North Scott, if
bad.
You're CCA, you're thinking of the three.
Yep.
Clinton's the team we got to beat, and we got to try and steal against one of the other top two teams.
Right. And right now, Xavier looks to be that team because North Scott just is just too dominant right now.
So Burlington and CCA actually have the same three teams, just in different order.
Right.
Burlington plays host to Clinton, then goes to Oskaloosa. Or no, I take that back. So they've already played Oskaloosa. I'm way off. They play North Scott still, does CCA. So, I mean, CCA is staring down a gauntlet of a schedule of their own.
Right.
We've got one leg of that gauntlet taken care of. Unfortunately, it was a loss. But yeah, our first half stats brought to you by Roberts Tire Center. CCA, not much through the air, but when he did, he was effective. 3 for 4 was Quentin Tran for 53 yards and a pair of touchdowns. 1 a 6-yarder to Cale Berry, 1 a 38-yarder to Owen Rosenberg on the ground. That's been Jackson Stevens left, Jackson Stevens right. 14 carries, 80 yards. That's a 5.7 average and a touchdown. That was from 6 yards out. Sam Pettinger has 3 carries for 12 yards. Ethan Bice, 1 for 8 on a reverse. And Tran, 1 for 4. Total yardage in the first half, 104 on the ground, 53 in the air, 157 yards of total offense for CCA. For the Greyhounds, all on the air. Gabe Robinson attempted 1 pass. It was underthrown a little bit to Buxton Carlson. Couldn't hang on to it. Of course, that was the play where Carlson and Cordero were both in the same area. Normally, you don't draw routes like that, but that's what happened. Carlson almost came up with a great catch, but it fell incomplete. 0 for 1, no yards in the first half. He does have, does Gay Robinson, 45 yards on the ground on 7 carries and the 6-yard touchdown, or 14-yard touchdown, to start the scoring tonight. Caden Chisel, just 4 carries in the first half, but went for 27 yards. Adrian Perez Hall, 2 carries for 19. Rafe Butheris, 4 carries for 13. Dimitri Donald, credited with the 7-yard loss on the backward pass, but he had 3 carries for 12 before that. He ends with 4 carries for 5. And Cam Horn, a couple of carries for 5. 114 yards run. All the total offense for the Greyhounds. So CCA has outgained Burlington 153-114. Both teams with 4 penalties. Burlington for 30 yards. CCA for 40. Let's see. What else can I tell you about the first half? The possessions have gone for Burlington. Touchdown, fumble, punt, punt, and a half for CCA. You don't want to hear this. TD, punt, TD, TD. That's how the first half went. Those are your first half stats. Brought to you by Roberts Tire Center here on the Case by Community Credit Union halftime show. And a lot of work to do for the Greyhounds, who have returned to the field, as has CCA. They're now going to put 3 minutes on the clock. So we're going to step away for a couple of those. When we come back, it'll be time for the second half kickoff. Burlington will be kicking off to CCA to begin things here in the final 24 minutes. 21-7, your halftime score, back in 2 on KBUR.
Roberts Tire Center, your local tire and auto repair service experts in Burlington, offer area customers the latest in tires at the best prices. And the Robert Tires team proudly provides all their customers professional service at superior results. Their passion for a better tire buying experience helped them become the company they are today. Roberts Tire Center, your number one provider for tires and auto repair services for 43 years in Burlington and Southeast Iowa. Proud sponsor of local high school and college sports all season long.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large appliance showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
As the chief buffet officer here at Pizza Ranch, I get all kinds of buffet questions. Here's one from Cole.
Is there a real cactus in your cactus bread?
Great question, Cole. No, there is no cactus in our cactus bread, just sweet cinnamony streusel. It's on our buffet every day, along with pizza, chicken, ice cream, and all your other favorites. Even better, at least for your parents, kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't worry, Cole, there's no coal in our coleslaw either.
Pizza Ranch, everyone's favorite buffet.
Mitchell Arms and Outdoors is your number one location for all your outdoor needs. They carry a full line of firearms, hunting and fishing inventory for your next outdoor adventure, including a large selection of fishing gear, bait, ammunition, knives, and other accessories. Come see Mitchell Arms and Outdoors today, located at 3001 Sylvania Drive, behind American Car Mart off Roosevelt Avenue. Or go to MitchellArms.com for help on what you need for your next outdoor adventure.
Ready, set,
This is BHS Football on KBUR. Time to take it back to the field for the second half.
Showtime, baby. Showtime.
With all the action, here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Do have some scores from around the area to get to. Washington at home tonight at Case Field, taking on Mount Pleasant, leading the Panthers 28-0 last report at halftime. Columbus all over Louisa Muscatine, looking to go to 4-2, 56-6. That score also at the half. Van Buren shutting out Danville 27-0. They have not gotten out of the first quarter at last report there. Number one Williamsburg in Class 3A. They're on the road at Fairfield and taking care of the Trojans tonight by the score of 49-6. That game in the final quarter. Mediapolis at Mid Prairie tonight. That game also in the fourth quarter. Mediapolis leading the Hawks 28-7. Oskaloosa at home against Clinton tonight. Looking to keep the River Kings winless. They're on the way to doing that, 14-0 at halftime. Solon trailing, number seven in Class 3A, trailing Benton 10-3 at home tonight as they play in the third quarter. West Burlington shutting out and shutting down Central Lee tonight, looking to go to 500. The Falcons lead the Hawks 27-0 that game in the fourth quarter as well. And in a big one from District 3 at halftime, it's North Scott still leading Xavier at last report by the score of 20-13.
No, Scott, if that score holds up, that really puts Xavier in a bind as well. So, I mean, because right now Clear Creek certainly has the upper hand right now, and as we talked about during the halftime show, you know, we've got to find our answers, and if they should come out of this thing ahead, Xavier's going to have to, you know, really do some things to get themselves into playoff position. My question, Scott, is do you have the card of the officials tonight?
I do not. That?
Okay.
No, I do not. Did not get that tonight. Peyton Humphrey gets us back underway, and immediately a whistle blows it dead.
That offside will be on Burlington. The continual offsides of either Mason, Boyer, or I believe Isaiah Sterling on that top side. That's those guys, you know, usually got their motor running pretty high to get out there. So just push the ball back 5 yards, re-tee it. Here's where it hit up. Hard grounder in the shortstop. Got that soft little area on between the 30 and the 20 on that left side. That'd be a great place to put it. Even down here on our side would be cause a little scrum.
So Humphrey puts it back on the tee. Try and get the second half started again. Back deep are Vice. And I'm going to say Rosenberg, but I'm not sure for CCA. Nope. That's going to be Carson Seacack, the kicker. And he's taking it right up between the hashes, still on his feet. And tripped up and brought down at the 45-yard line, right on the head of the former logo at midfield, the Speed Hound.
The lame duck logo.
Seacack took that from his own 14 out to the 45, a return of 31 yards, and that's where CCA begins this drive.
Mason Boyer makes up, I think, if they pick Mason for the offsides on that. Nice job on taking his shoulder pads right through the thighs of the return man.
Check that. That was Aaron Schlemmy. I didn't think that looked right. Aaron Schlemmy is number 7. I was looking at number 6. So first down and 10 from the 45. Turn and a give to the second man through. That's Steven. Jackson Stevens around the right side. Barrels forward, lowers his shoulder, and just squares up a defender and plows his way to the Greyhound 47 into ground territory after a gain of 8.
I got to tell you, we got a player down on the far side. We don't know who it is. It's Clear Creek Amana. I got to tell you, Nevon Kemper and Justin Jurius, if I'm saying his last name right, those two guys on the right side there are just doing a great job of just manhandling. I wouldn't even say manhandling. Just moving their feet, working, keeping Greyhound defenders engaged so you can't come off and get the block. Well, whoever it is up on their feet.
I
want to
say that was Stevens.
I did not see the number, Scott, so I will trust you. 20s have taken a beating tonight. First Vence with the reversal, and now Stevens with the sideline shot.
Pettinger in the game at tailback now on 2nd and 2. Lends credence to my belief. Here's Tran. Just right up the middle. And he may have dove with a second effort and gotten it up near the 45 and another first down. We'll see where they spot it. Short of the 45-yard line, which would indicate to me he's short. We'll see what the officials decide to do.
Will they wave him in and then tell him not to? Oh, here we go. Third down. Good job, guys.
Gain of one officially, but third down and less than a yard.
Good job, John Shulka, engaging both the center and the play side guard. Talad Beferis and Shizzle to make that stop before quarterback got too far.
Ball resting just outside the 45 of Burlington. Tran, again, just the keeper and going to lunge forward for that yard he needed to the 44.
Good job again, Shulka, on the cut. But, I mean, that's if you can't get those kinds of yards, you probably shouldn't be running those type of plays. I mean, that's just that's good hard-nosed football, really on both sides of the ball.
2 yards on the play. So a chain mover on the dive by the quarterback. Makes it first down and 10 at the 44. Just underway third quarter. Clippers 21, Greyhounds 7. Tran with an I formation set behind him. One left, one right. Make that two right. Man in motion. Give to the second man through. That's Pettinger. He's got a yard to the 43.
Well, we got some answers right now. I mean, that's a good job. APH, Caden Shizzle coming in, and then Dimitri Donald kind of dicing in off of that linebacker spot. Again, using your quickness against, you know, the ability to catch and to drive. This is probably the longest second down they've had in quite a while, Scott.
It was actually Jackson Stevens on the carry as he came back in the ballgame. Second down and 9. Now Stevens all by himself. Two right, one left. Wing back to the left side as well. Man in motion, right to left. That's going to be this jet sweep. Now the jet cut. That's going to be number 10 with a gain of 8. That's Owen Rosenberg with the carry. And he's flung forward to the 35. It'll be 3rd and 1.
It's a great job on this offense. When you take a look at a back who has to be able to read that and then plant and come back. I mean, that's... It's well disciplined by those guys who run that jet sweep. But
take the 8 yards off the board. There's going to be a penalty. I didn't catch what the penalty was.
Oh.
Illegal formation will wipe out the 8 yard gain and instead make it second down and 14 now.
Well, if they go to script, Scott, here, it's going to be a play action coming back to this right side.
Second down and 14 from the 48-yard line. There it was. Play action fake. Rolls left. Throws on the run. He's got a man in the flat left side near sideline making the catch. After he lost the yardage on the run is Owen Rosenberg up to the 35. That is a gain of 13 yards, and it'll be 3rd and 1. My apologies.
This is, you know, watching this kind of unfold here, Scott. I'm going to fall on just precision routes. We have the receiver here from Clear Creek, and you can't see it, but he is driving vertically and making Derek Watson and Cam Horn turn their hips.
3rd and 1 from the 35. Tran under center. Turns. Gives it to the second man through the Stevens. Get the left edge, I should say. Turns it up the field, up the near sideline. Truck sticks a Greyhound along the sideline. Takes it from the 35 down to the 14, a gain of 21. As CCA enters the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone. And that body language you were talking about earlier, rearing its ugly head right now.
No, great job of double teaming on the corner on Donald. And then Derek Watson trying to take a much bigger, stronger Jackson Stevenson on up top. You gotta find a way to get to his thigh pads or lower.
1st and 10 at the 14. Here's Stevens trying to get the right side, hitting the backfield by Shizzle and dropped by Shizzle and Donald. A loss of 2 back outside the 15 at the 16.
Nice play by Caden Shizzle as he does his best Shador Sanders by showing you the watch on, after the tackle. I'm not sure how important that was. But
interesting flex trailing by 2 touchdowns.
I would agree with you that that's But, you know, there's some emotion there, and that's exactly what you're looking to see. Talking about removing some of that negative body language and making it positive.
Second and 12 from the 16-yard line. Two left. Single setback is Stevens. Fake to Stevens. Again, he's going to fake it and roll left. Going to tuck it. Going to run. 15. Cuts it outside. 10. Hits the deck before he gets hit. And he's lucky if you're a Burlington Ground. About three gray jerseys fell on top of him, but they don't throw the flag. It's just going to be a game down to the 10.
I mean, this is he's learned very well. You eat this thing as fast as you can. We do not need you to get hurt. So
third down and 6. CCA has to get inside the 4, leading 21-7. 7.5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Tran looks over the defense, taking his time, play clock at 5. High formation, turns and gives it to Stevens right up the gut. Not hit until he's 8 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. I should say gets to the 1, dives forward. That's going to be a gain of 10. It'll be first and goal.
We cannot execute a gap move to go away from contact, and that's exactly what happened.
CCA goes no huddle. Tran just going to try and force it in. Spins off the tackle, spins out of the pile, spins into the end zone. A 1 yard touchdown run, Quentin Tran, and it's 27-7.
Yeah, you're feeling defeated, but you can't give up on the play. You've got too many gray shirts just standing and watching without the whistle blowing. Again, if you have hopes of playing after 9 weeks, you've got to do some things immediately now. This is just good push and a good stick-to-itiveness by the Clippers.
Extra point is pulled. So finally something goes right for Burlington. 7:05 remaining. Third quarter. CCA 27. Burlington 7. Got a chance to make that extra point hurt. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
Looking for the perfect gift the whole family will enjoy? Consider a new hot tub. Industrial Motors in Burlington offers two of the most well-known brands of spas on the market. They have both Marquee and Bullfrog spas in stock and ready to be delivered. Sizes ranging from an intimate 2 to 3 person spa to an impressive 10-seater for entertaining all your friends and family. Call or stop in today at Industrial Motors, 2515 Mount Pleasant Street in Burlington, to set up a time to see your spa options.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Three consecutive drives and 4 of 5 overall touchdowns for CCA, and they lead 28-7. Almost halfway through the third quarter is that drive, the opening drive of the second half, with 55 yards, took 4 minutes and 55 seconds. CCAC has it back up on the tee. Ready to get this back underway. Going to boot it deep. Going to be taken by Horn at the 10. Cam up the far hash. Now bringing it near side. 15, 20. Stutter step. Tries to reverse direction. Gets across the 25 to the 27. The unfortunate part is once the contact started to be imminent, he started trying to jitterbug instead of kind of just squaring up and trying to get as much as he could.
Yeah, I don't understand. He's trying to. I mean, this is a really good return. Good job of blocking pretty much, but they've got so many guys on the wide side of the field that it eliminates some of our blocking. My thing I always get worried about when you're working that hard and you're one-handing the ball, I'm worried about a hand coming through and punching it out. But good job by Cam. Holding on. Pretty good job by our return guys staying engaged. And so we, without question, Scott, we have got to answer with some points on this drive.
First and 10 at the Greyhound 28-yard line. I formation set. Butheris and Horn dot the I. Here's a keeper by Robinson. Now a late pitch to Horn trying to get around the left side. Cross the 30, near the 35 before he's run out of bounds after a gain of about 6.
Really nice option play. Good patience. Good job by Cam to keep that pitch relationship. Good read. Great job by Gabe to press the line of scrimmage. And a good contact at the end. That's what you're talking about right there, that just that answer, and there it is. That was that extra little move, but he was already out of bounds before the ball came loose. So good five-yard pickup on first down for the Greyhounds.
Second and five from the 33. Clock stopped at 6:48. Robinson fakes it to Butheris. Going to roll right. Wants to pitch maybe. Instead he keeps it. Dives to the 40. That'll be a first down. A gain of six or seven on the play, I should say, and a nice pickup. Chain mover for the Greyhounds.
Great job by the guys up front. That's Caden Huff on that side, along with Solomon Cordero and John Shulka, just being able to create that bend at the line of scrimmage to allow Gabe to press. Look at all that space right there, Scott. That and just puts that defender in just quite a dilemma.
So first and 10, under 6.5 remaining, third quarter at the 40-yard line. Fake to Butheris again. Robinson this time around the left side. Late pitch, pitched it in the ground. Horn picks it up, able to get something out of nothing. Spins out of a tackle and run out of bounds at about the, I can't see the official, am I going to say the 45?
Yeah,
that'll be a five-yard gain after that. Could have been disastrous.
Those are the kinds of things that you really get scared when you make that pitch late. Great hands by Cam. And then, you know, Adrian Perez Hall coming up a little bit lame. Maybe he got a cramp going. In comes Dimitri Donald. So, good drive. We got to keep the action alive and get some points on the board. I'll even take three, Scott. I know it's not enough, but I take three to get us emotionally set.
Robinson give to Butheris. First man through, and he's got six into CCA territory to the 49. Just a quick hitter up the middle. We've hit the halfway mark of the first, or I should say of the third quarter. And the Greyhounds on the move.
Beauty of the option. This is another great read by Robinson. Reads where that DN's going. He shows his face to Gabe, so he's going to go ahead and give it to the dive back. And that's why I love Rafe, man, playing that fullback spot. He is just a missile coming through that. I know that we saved that for number eight, but that's some pretty good speed, huh? Not sure why they took so long to decide whether this was a first down or not.
Ball had to get to the 50. Ball resting at the 49.5 of CCA.
Math is hard.
And it's like
reading
they, it's as if the guy said, well, we don't want to call it ourselves. White hat, you do it for us. Well, so first down and 10 at the Clipper 49. Robinson, fake to Butheris. Keeper, spins out of a tackle. Donald had some room to run. He wanted the football, but nothing doing as Robinson stopped for no gain.
We spend a little bit too much time, the guys in gray, trying to help the officials. You know, trying to say, hey, throw a flag, whatever. You know, stay engaged, play your game, let the officials do their job, and guys like Scott and I can go ahead and make the comments all that we need to.
Second down and 10 at the Clipper 49. Robinson. End around to Perez Hall in the misdirection. He's got some running room. He's to the 45, the 40. Brought down after a gain of almost 10 for Adrian Perez Hall. He's only had runs of 9, 10, and now almost 10.
This is a great job. Look at this dead stop cut. And it almost gets to full speed going to his left. Good job. White hat didn't want to make this the first down call here.
29 carries, 146 yards for the Greyhounds offense. Would like to see him get another 40 and, you know, fairly quickly as the clock sits at 4:50 and counting here in the third. 27-7, Clippers on top. Robinson just going to keep it, try and get the first down. He does. He dives forward, gets two to the 38.
And that's, you know, that's the change in today's football, Scott, is that quarterbacks used to just try to go A-gap on either side. Now they do such a good job of just sliding, 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 and finding that open crease to get that first down.
So first and 10 at the 38-yard line. Robinson now up to 54 yards on 10 carries to lead Burlington. One-third of the carries, a little over one-third of the yards. First and 10 at the Clipper 38. Robinson turns, gives it to Butheris. Quick hitter off the right side. He's to the 30. A gain of 8. And I tell you what, Rafe just runs hard. Gets the ball quickly, hits the hole.
I may give him the nickname Rocket. Rocket Rafe. Because he just explodes out of that stance. And again, another really, this is a great read by Gabe. Again, number 54, the Clippers. That's Carson Nash, really is in a dilemma. He doesn't know whether he can go get the quarterback or dive down and get the dive back. And so the minute he lets up and slides out just a little bit, Rafe's going to go run in behind that.
Second and two from the 30. Here's Horn trying to get the left side. He does. And nice second and even third effort to get 2 yards and get it near the first down. I got to believe that's a first down.
Well, the white hat's got to help those guys on the side. I'm sorry. We're just, it's, you know, this is, you know, I've been up here a long time, and this is the beauty of being up here is that I can that's be true. The guy in the stands and, you know.
Well, you got a full 3 yards if they mark it at the 27. Again, you don't even have to think about it. Just move the chains. You had to get to the 28.
I got to
mark it at the 27 and a half.
That's a great hard run by Cam. You know, extra effort, hanging in there. Another chunk play would be good. Another
3.5 minutes remaining, third quarter. Here's a quick hitter again, Butheris to the 24. A gain of 4. And Graham's just moving it on the ground very methodically, trying to cut into this 27-7 deficit.
Question is, can our defense find a way to get a stop if we get into the end zone? Because if we can get one stop, I think our motor changes a little bit. This has been a great drive for us.
Second and 6 from the 24. Robinson just planted his foot. He saw the run blitz coming, and he just split the two linebackers who were coming in the A-gaps and was able to get to the 20. That's a nice, smart play. A gain of 4 on a play that if he retreats at all is going to get blown up.
Yeah, this is an uncalled quarterback follow. And this is, again, stays with the maturity of a senior who's run this offense really for 5 years, if you talk about his eighth grade season. He's learned how to do this extremely well, feel that pressure, and then just to be tough. Just to be tough.
And there is a clipper down on the field that is Vinny Keller on his rear end at the 23.
Vinny. Hey, Vinny. Get up. You're okay, Vinny.
Reminds me of a movie, one of my favorites of all time, My Cousin Vinny. Did you say the Utes?
The Utes. The two Utes.
The two Utes in question.
On the Positraction.
Didn't Marissa Tomei win an Oscar for that?
Yeah, in metallic mint green. There were only two cars. That's really sad that we would have that much knowledge of this. The dialogue.
My favorite character was, of course, Herman Munster.
Oh, yeah.
Presided over the trial.
Did you say Gallo?
Of Ralph Macchio.
Did you say Gallo? It's Jerry Gallo. No, that's really bad. I'm sorry, everybody.
Second favorite court scene of all time. My first one, of course, is Strange Brew.
Oh, I thought you meant Night Court.
Well, I enjoyed that show as well, but in movies. Do you know what Strange Brew is?
Oh, no.
Okay, never mind. But if you do know what Strange Brew is, and I say two bowls of split pea soup to go, please, you'll know what I'm talking about. Third down and 2, ball resting just outside the 20. Robinson looking over the defense. Sends Carlson in motion right to left. Got away with a jump, did Butheris. No call. Robinson going to keep it. Got the first down. He's inside the 15. Finally going to be spun down out of bounds, and that's a good break for the Greyhounds as it gets a first down and it stops the clock at 2:41. It'll be first down and 10 at the 13 after the gain of 7 as the Greyhounds enter the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage Red Zone.
Yeah, man, Xavier is really, I mean, his quickness off the ball almost deserves a flag, but just right at the right time. And again, this is the toughness of Gabe. I mean, he's got a guy who's 20 pounds heavier than him, and he refuses to go down.
First and 10 at the 13-yard line. Grounds need to put points on the board. Robinson fakes it, keeps it, tries to get around the left end again. This time sniffed out by CCA for no gain.
And a lot of people might be looking at this and say, why didn't he pitch? You know, this is a tough thing to be able to pitch out of when you are wrapped up like that. And, again, you are making decisions in a split second. So, he's had a lot of great reads. This is just a good read. He's got hands on him, so he's going to, you know, again, not run into what he did about 6 plays ago with Cam Horn and put that thing on the turf.
Second and 10 from the 13, heavy formation, and Robinson just takes it off the right side, gets to the 5, into the end zone, touchdown, Greyhounds!
Man.
A little late on that, but hey, you know, way to keep us all guessing. 13-yard touchdown run for Gabe Robinson, and it's 27-13.
That did not sound like a howitzer. That sounded like a 38 special. It's kind of like, bing.
Second touchdown of the night.
I do want to thank the Greyhounds offense for answering my call to get points on the board, so that's appreciated.
Humphrey in to try the extra point. Snap is bobbled. Robinson's going to have to try and flush it. Fire. Throws it in the back of the end zone. No one there, and the conversion fails. So CCA misses an extra point. Burlington misses an extra point. 1:58 remaining in the third. It's now CCA 27, Burlington 13. Back in 1 minute on KBUR.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I can call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm and Rocket Mortgage agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
Insurance stinks. It sure does. Until you need it. Hi, this is Bob at Prawl Insurance. There is nothing else you buy on a regular basis and hope you never use it. Whether you are buying that first automobile or your fifth, finding the right automobile is one thing. Choosing the right insurance is everything. I will make certain that you are properly insured with the right coverages and deductibles. You may qualify for several auto insurance discounts. Insurance for your auto, home, and business. Check our website, Prawl Insurance, located at 111 Valley Street, Burlington.
Weiss and Schlemmy back deep for CCA as the Grounds have cut it to a two-score game at 27-13. Humphrey has it back on the tee, and we are underway as he kicks it, a squib kick from left to right, going to be taken on two hops by Schlemmy. Schlemmy trying to bring it up between the hash marks, and he's got a nice return out to the 39-yard line, and that's where CCA will start this drive.
Nice job, Mike Azog and Darius Sheely on the stop, along with, I think that's, what else we got there? All those numbers get crunched up there. Oh, that's Owen DeFederico joining in on the stop. So, you know, a turnover would be just marvelous right here, Greyhounds. It'd be great if you got something. But you got to go three and out. I know it, you know, it's master of the obvious here, but you've got to find a way to keep them behind the script.
Well, Tran has thrown five interceptions this year, and his 100 attempts coming into tonight, now 105. He's got five picks. Here's a give to the second man through. That's your tailback, and I believe that's not Stevens. That is Pettinger. And Pettinger with a gain across the 40 to the 42, a gain of four.
Shizzle and Perez Hall along with Caden Huff on the stop. So, you know, they are in no hurry to get their play call in. They're going to kind of take on the Greyhound mentality of toe to rock, kill the clock.
Two left, one right. I formation set behind Tran. Tran gives it to the second man through. And that is Pettinger again, still on his feet. Gets into Burlington territory at the 49-yard line. Nice gain after being hit at the line of scrimmage. A gain of nine.
This is a situation where you got a chance to get a stop here, and you just got to be able to halt that guy and not get any extra yards after contact.
Clippers into Greyhound territory at the 49-yard line. Another first down. Yeah, you got to find a way to get a stop. Time will become an issue as we approach the final 30 seconds here of the third quarter. I bet the tailback gets it. He does. That's another give to the tailback, and that is Pettinger just working his way to the second level and able to get all the way down to the 32, a gain of 17 after being hit within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
If you don't wrap up on somebody and not try to get the ball out, you've got to put your arms around him and go. Laying a big hit on somebody at this level is not going to cut it. You've got to get in there and wrap up and run your feet.
Turnover, turnover, turnover. If we put it into existence, it will happen. First and 10 at the Greyhound 32. Tran turns, gives it to Pettinger. Pettinger gets to the 30 and nothing more. Ashley to the 31, give him 1 yard. That'll do it for the third quarter. The final 5 seconds will run off. Both teams scored a touchdown. Both teams fail to convert their extra point. It's CCA 27, Burlington 13, and there's a player down, I believe that's Pettinger, lying at the 31.
That's 72, Scott.
Oh, 72 again.
Yeah.
Vinny Keller.
Vinny.
Vinny's been down a couple of times tonight.
This looks to me a little bit more serious. They're definitely on the left side of him, and he is definitely doing some wincing.
Well, that'll do it for three. Put your four fingers in the air. We got 12 to go. 36 in the books. 2-touchdown deficit to overcome if you're Burlington. 27-13 CCA on top as we go to quarter number four. You're listening to Burlington Greyhound Football on KBUR.
As the chief buffet officer here at Pizza Ranch, I get all kinds of buffet questions from guests. Here's one from Mia.
What's your favorite Pizza Ranch buffet item?
Great question, Mia. This may be cheating, but I picked them all. The pizza, the chicken, the desserts, the fresh salads, and all the sides like mashed potatoes, green beans, and corn. In fact, the sides are so good, I don't call them sides. I think they should be called middles. So come on in and get your fill of the best pizza, chicken, salads, and middles around.
Pizza Ranch, everyone's favorite buffet.
Life changes all the time, whether it be marriage or divorce, a new job, an additional family member, or an empty nest, just to name a few, that could put you in the market to sell your home or start looking for a new one, or both. Whether buying or selling, you need an expert and someone that you can trust. Call me today, Tiffany Brockway, with RE/MAX Real Estate Specialists at 319-671-0110, and let's partner together to achieve your real estate goals.
Second down and 9 from the ground, 31 as we start quarter number 4 here at Bracewell Stadium. 27-13, Clippers on top. Tran going to throw on second down. Flushed out of the pocket. Finally, the Greyhounds able to get to him. That's a sack. That's a loss of 7 back to the 38-yard line.
And that's a wonderful thing because there was nobody on the cover on that far wide receiver. And I can't try to get. That's Kale. It's number 88. That was Kale Berry. He was literally by himself. I think only a chain crew member would have been able to stop him, but great hustle by Solomon Cordero.
Third down and 16. Got to hold him here. Can't let him get any closer. Can't even try and let him get three. Man in motion left to right. Tran going to throw on third and long. Looking. Flushed out of the pocket. Sacked again. John Shulka back at the 46.
You know, Scott, help me out here.
All right.
You've been pushing this line of scrimmage of the Greyhounds to about 3.5-4 yards a pop, right? What in the world
are
you
throwing?
Go, hey, and then putting yourself. Mason Boyer goes deep, first time tonight as the punt returner.
Before those losses, 31 carries for 151, so averaging right about 5.
How big is catching the ball in the air now, Scott?
Big. Boy, you're going to let it hit, though, at about the 6 and rolling into the end zone for the touchback. Thank goodness. So the Greyhounds will get it at their own 20 with 10:25 remaining in the ball game, needing 2 scores to find a way to tie this up. Nice punt.
As yeah, look at the very replay. Good. It almost checked up well for them. I tell you, if you're not going to catch it, just put 11 guys up.
Yeah.
I mean,
and then say, don't get a roughing.
Well, now.
I mean, that goes without
now
saying.
Now you're asking a lot.
So first down to 10 Greyhounds from the 20, trailing 27-13. Robinson give to Butheris for 5 up to the 25.
Scott, now is the time to say, get to the line of scrimmage and go. And another Clear Creek, a man, a player goes down.
That's 74 who came up a little lame on his right leg. Jacek Waters. I could tell at the end of the play something happened. 'Cause he's hopping.
Oh, it's a cramp.
Can't even put any weight on his right foot.
Yeah, that becomes a cramp. 'Cause you can see that, right? I mean, you see that. It's like, watch, it's a press, press, press. And now, oh, 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 oh. I'm sure that's exactly what he said, too. Oh, 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 oh.
Do have a score update from Xavier, 20-20, midway through the fourth.
When we thought it was going to be a wash.
Trying to find some other scores as well.
The Saints come marching in. No, back.
Iowa City High took care of business at Davenport Central tonight, 61-0. Yeah, that's right. We're looking on our phones trying to get scores.
We are here for you.
Solon and Benton now tied at 10 apiece.
Final.
Oh, they're going to overtime, Solon and Benton, 10-10.
Final in Fairfield, Williamsburg 56, Fairfield 14. At the half, Columbus 56, Louisa Muscatine 6.
Oskaloosa at the end of 3, 14, Clinton 13.
I know we don't have this game, but Ames 62, Ottumwa 15.
So first down and 10, or check that. Second down and 5 after the 5-yard run by Butheris up to the 25-yard line. Xavier has scored to take a 26-20 lead over North Scott. Clock runs now at 10:14 and counting. Second and 5. Robinson turns, gives it to Perez. Hall on a reverse around the right side, a jet sweep, if you will, around the right side. Reverse action, counter action for a gain of 7 to the 32.
Now get to the line or get in the huddle. Let's go. They're going to set the ball. And now you might say 10 minutes, but the way that Clear Creek Amana has been running the ball and chewing up clock, we've got to press a little bit more in urgency. We've got our timeouts, but we got to go.
So the play clock has run 30 seconds, 35 seconds off, down inside of 10. Robinson keeps it, running left side, wanted to pitch, keeps it across the 40 to the 42. That's a gain of 10, and move the chains once again.
That's a great job. We got to continue to come with urgency. I'm going to tell you a little bit on the edge there, Trace Robertson. If you watch this at the close of the play here, Scott, this could have been a little bit of a personal foul. But again, great job by Bucks to stay engaged, give the edge.
First and 10 Greyhounds at their own 43. Clock at 9:10 and counting. Robinson fakes it to Butheris, keeps it, pitches it late to Shizzle, gets the right edge. Shizzle, midfield, straight arm, run out of bounds at the 49 of CCA after a gain of 8.
Get a sense of life here, and this is kind of that first half thing we talked about, Scott. You got some positive yardage. And we have another Clear Creek Amana player down. His helmet came off, so he is not allowed to come in. And that is number 52, Brandon Dedert, 5'9", 205-pound defensive lineman. Got some fresh bodies in for the Clippers, do you?
Second and 2 at the CCA, 49. Tie-dye. Give to Shizzle again, trying to use his speed to get around the left corner. Can't do it. Strung out. Got one to the 48.
Yep, here comes. Oh, he's – is he? Is he not? That referee was running, trying to find his penalty flag.
So they spot it just inside the 48-yard line. Grounds have to get it about the length of a football. With the clock now at 8:21 and counting.
Watch this again, Scott. I know he's going to come up, but watch Rafe. I know he's playing hard. You're going with some speed. We're going to have some time right at the edge there.
Third and 1. Give to Horn now in the ballgame at tailback. He's got the first down inside the 45, down to the 42. That's a gain of 6 and move the chains and stop the clock momentarily.
Got to go. Offensive lineman, you got to go. Quit wandering around.
8 minutes remaining. Methodical, doing what you want to do right now, but you're taking a lot of time to do it.
Yep. And I know you're keeping their offense off the field, but you are limiting your last possession.
First and 10 from the Clipper 42. Robinson fakes it, keeps it right up the gut, cuts it near side, 30. Trying to spin out of a tackle and run out of bounds at the 29. That's a gain of 13 yards and another Greyhound first down.
Another great read. Here it is. It's just a quarterback follow.
Robinson now over 100 yards, 16 carries, 102 yards, and two touchdowns. First and 10 at the 29. Oh, they started the clock again.
Well, they just...
No, it's not. It's at 7.5 minutes. I just saw it move.
And then the official, the referee, was there making the right call. So, guys, just hear me over there. Don't run the clock for a second.
Be slow with that trigger finger. First and 10 at the 29. Robinson gives it to Butheris. That's 5 up to the 24.
Great Butheris on the carry.
Grounds now at 243 yards on the ground. 5.5 per carry.
Well, this smells like counter time to me, Scott. You've been running the edge, running the edge, running the edge, running the edge, running the edge. And you've got your counter runner in there in Perez Hall.
7 minutes remaining. Robinson going to follow Butheris around the left side inside the 20. Dives down to about the 17-yard line. That is a gain of 8.
Supreme confidence. I got to give Coach Krekel and the staff supreme confidence in saying, you know what, we're going to just continue to state a script.
Greyhounds are at the 17-yard line. They've entered the Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage red zone. 6:45 and counting. 27-13 your score. Greyhounds on the move. Robinson again going to follow Butheris into the hole. I almost said Ray Ferris, and now a late flag as he gets down to the 12 and a flag comes out.
Too many white shirts to have it be on Burlington.
It's too 5 yard pickup. Let's hope that it goes the way of Burlington. Thrown by the umpire, normally holding, but it came out late.
Okay, I'm going to shower first, and then we're going to go to Applebee's, and I'm getting a rib dinner. No, you're not.
Holding, CCA. So it's a 5 yard pickup.
Face mask,
CCA. I thought that was odd, but that'll take it down from the 12 down to about the 6.
They must hear us having a little bit of fun on their behalf.
They took it to the 8. So just a 4 yard penalty. First and goal at the 8. Robinson on the counter. Around the left side goes Perez Hall. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Greyhounds. Adrian Perez Hall from 8 yards out, and it's 27-19.
Tell me we're going for two. Tell me we're going for two, Scott. I can't see out the window. I knew that counter was coming soon. He just had everybody going. Good tough run at the end there by Adrian Perez Hall to get through the hands of Riker Jones and into the end zone.
So in to try it. No, they are going to go for two. You're right. Interesting call, trailing by 8. Robinson. Again, the little counter action to Perez Hall, and he rolls into the end zone. 6:22 remaining in the ball game. It's now CCA 27. Burlington 21, don't go anywhere. It just got interesting. Back in 1 minute on KBR.
Picture this. A bank where friendly faces greet you by name. Where decisions are made locally with your best interests at heart. A bank that invests in the growth and prosperity of our community. That is the story of Pinot Grove Savings Bank. We have competitive rates on CDs and a variety of checking and savings account options for your personal or business use. Pinot Grove Savings Bank. Working for Southeast Iowa. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mitchell Arms and Outdoors is your number one location for all your outdoor needs. They carry a full line of firearms, hunting and fishing inventory for your next outdoor adventure, including a large selection of fishing gear, bait, ammunition, knives, and other accessories. Come see Mitchell Arms and Outdoors today, located at 3001 Sylvania Drive, behind American Car Mart off Roosevelt Avenue. Or go to MitchellArms.com for help on what you need for your next outdoor adventure.
You're listening to Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington.
Well, the defense has to come up big. You're almost halfway through the fourth quarter. You've cut it to 27-21. Defense has to keep it close. Back underway, Humphrey kicks it, taken and dropped at the 25. Picked up and making something out of nothing along the far sideline. I believe that's Ethan Weiss. Nope, that's number 7, not 8. That is Aaron Schlemmy on the return. So 6:16 remaining, and CCA will start this drive leading now by 6 at its own 32.
You talk about that body language, Scott. Here it is, Mike Azag with a nice tackle on the edge there after the pickup by CCA. Body language movement just a little bit better. We've got a hustle here. Renard Woods enters in as the nose tackle, a little bit more size to eat up in both of those A-gaps. Hopefully the linebackers can run free a little bit with it.
First and 10 at the 31-yard line. Tran under center, turns, gives it to his tailback. That's Stevens. Not much there. He got 2 up to the 33.
And Scott, just as a coach, I would tell you if we get them to punt, I'm calling timeout on that third and long. We gotta have as max time as we can. We don't want to do anything here timeout wise, second or third down. But once it gets to fourth, we need to kind of get ourselves going again. And of course, CCA is going to stay in this huddle for as long as they can.
5:40 and counting. 10 seconds left on the play clock. I formation as it's been all night. Tran barks out the signals, turns, fakes it to Stevens, flushed out of the pocket by Perez Hall, has a man in the flat, gets the first down up across the 40 to the 44. That's going to be his favorite target tonight, Owen Rosenberg. 4 catches now for Rosenberg. And that was for a gain of 33 up to the 45, give him a gain of 12.
Yeah, good job. I mean, we're taking a guess here. Adrian just a little bit too shallow on the stunt from the edge, which allows Rosenberg to get out. Good job by Caden to chase him down before he got too far.
4 catches, 71 yards now for Rosenberg. Tran now 5-for-6 for 77 and 2 touchdowns. More importantly for CCA, new set of downs, 5:27 remaining. 27-21, CCA on top of Burlington. Could use the 6th interception of the year for Quentin Tran right about now. Man in motion is Rosenberg. Gives it and hit to the line of scrimmage by Schizel is Stevens for a gain of 1 to the 45.
You know, you've been running right at him, and then you come with this misdirection, and that plays just into the speed of what the Greyhounds do. Look, he just shifts overside, and Chisel comes in. They were betting on that flow from him, but he stays disciplined into his gap.
Inside of 5 minutes remaining in the ballgame now. 4:45, play clock at 14. 2nd and 9. 2 receivers to the left side. It's the wide side of the field. Tran under center. Gives it to Stevens. Takes it around the left side. He's got midfield. He's got the 45. Spun down at the 41. That's going to be a gain of 14 yards and another first down. That's a backbreaker.
Shook it down. I don't know if that's a knee or a cramp. That's a cramp. He's running, and all of a sudden it just... He might have just run out of gas, ladies and gentlemen.
Up on his rear end now, so hopefully it is just a cramp, or
he might have just,
you know, he came in and it's I don't know which one is his repaired knee.
His left one.
He hit that kneecap on the ground, which for a kid recovering from a knee injury may be a little scary.
Yeah.
So he just wants to take a break and make sure of things.
He was pursuing, and he's got Ben. I mean, it's going to be sore. I mean, it's just the life of playing football in the trenches. But, you know, he's one of the tougher kids I've ever come across as a coach. So if anybody's going to make a go out of it, it'll be him, especially in his last year. So enter Caden Huff. Renard Woods now becomes a pretty critical player.
Got to create a turnover. Got to find a way to get the ball back. Two first downs on this drive has taken about 2 minutes off the clock. Started this drive at 6:22. We're now at 4:31.
Yeah, Stevens' run was kind of a backbreaker because he was coming on full steam. Derek Watson doesn't get in the way to stop him. That would have been another two-score situation, which obviously is going to be so difficult for us to recover from. So anything we can do to get a stop here. Don't want to kill the clock or the timeout.
First and 10 at the ground, 41. Stevens trying to come right side, hit by Perez Hall, 4 yards deep. Be a loss of three. They say forward progress back to the 44, a loss of three. It'll be second down and 13.
This is a stunt where he does a nice job of staying wide in order to be able to make the play on the ball. So, and, of course, being a wrestler, does a nice job with the two-legged takedown tackle. So, big play for us.
CCA, if they choose, doesn't have to snap it until about the 3:25 mark. Clock running at 3:34. Second down and 13 from the 43. 27-21, Clippers. Stevens again trying to come right side. Turned inside by Horn. Dives inside the tackle of Horn and tacked down by Donald at the 38.
And Dimitri.
That'll be a gain of six.
Dimitri coming downhill from that. I mean, it's really an outside linebacker spot because of the situation. Got nice flow. Good job by Cam trying to come outside in.
So third down now and a long six.
Scott, I'd hate to say this, but this probably is the ball game.
2:58 and counting. Play clock at 13. CCA in no hurry. They may just take a timeout with about 2 seconds left on the play clock, which would put it at about 2:43.
It's walking over that way.
Timeout called at 2:40. So a couple extra seconds ran off the clock. Well, supposed to get the home cooking on the clock. We lost 2 seconds right there. CCA takes a timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 27-21 CCA on top, back in 30 seconds.
I can't believe I just scratched that car. Find my insurance card.
Dude, what do you have in this glove box? Ew, are these socks dirty?
Oh, forget about the socks. I need my insurance card.
Just pull it up on the State Farm mobile app.
But I can do that? Oh, hey, I can do that.
Yep, it's called service.
I can file a claim on here, too?
Yeah, it's called service.
Whoa, I could call my agent, too?
It's called service.
See your State Farm and Rocket Mortgage agent, Matt Rinker, for a quote today.
Back here at Bracewell Stadium, Marilyn Miller Senior Family Field. Greyhounds trailing 27-21. CCA takes a timeout with 2:40 remaining in the ballgame. Greyhounds scored first, led 7-0, and then allowed 4 consecutive scores. But an extra point miss and a 2-point conversion after a miss for the Greyhounds has created the 6-point deficit. 160 seconds remaining in this one. Grants have all three timeouts. It's third down and a long seven. Tran in the shotgun for the first time tonight. Claps his hands, trips left. Gives it on a delay to his tailback, Stevens, who works his way off the right side, and he's gobbled up at the 34 after a gain of 4. It'll be fourth down and 3.
I guess I would... You know, Jim's going to do what he wants to do. I'd let yourself get a timeout and kind of get yourself together here.
This probably is it. 2:12 and counting. This play will not be snapped until about a minute 55 left.
And they'll take a timeout on this one, too. He's already walking over to the side judge. Coach is, and he'll go ahead and give the timeout and get one more look at things.
So with 156, 155, CCA takes its second timeout. Burlington with its full allotment of 3. So it works out. You did lose about 25 seconds, but you have all your timeouts left. You now have a refresher for about a minute to set your defense and get the stop.
And this is good for us. I mean, we need to catch our breath too. And the biggest thing, hopefully Coach Webb is telling those guys, wrap, run. Just don't be diving to try to get a big knockout hit because these guys are good and they're well conditioned. I don't know if you were watching them in the warm up, but I mean they had a workout. They went into stations and they were doing hurdles and med ball drills and cones and ladder drills, get the blood flowing. So I mean these guys are used to getting after it and going short and long term here.
Fourth down and three at the Greyhound 34, CCA by six. First down here, can almost seal it.
Can't lose your box integrity here.
Tran, under center, gets the snap, play action fake, sucked everybody in again. Caught in the flat, turning upfield 25, 20, 15, down to the 10. That is Pettinger on the catch and run of 24 yards.
And, you know, you got to sell out to stop the run. And, you know, this is youth of Adrian Perez Hall. He's coming in hard inside the box to make sure that no one's going to get the run. And his man is just out there. And, you know, I'm sure they're either going to hold and just try to go off tackle for the score, or maybe they just sit on it.
First and goal at the 11 as CCA enters the Matt Rinker State Farm red zone. Tran turns, gives it to Stevens. Stevens off the left side. Five, end zone, touchdown. 11-yard touchdown run for Jackson Stevens, his second one of the night. Now up to 153 yards and two touchdowns, and it's 33-21. In to try the extra point is Carson Cisak, or Cicak.
11 yards on that touchdown carry by
201 yards on the ground tonight, 153 on the shoulders of Stevens. Snap of the extra point, hold is good, and the kick is good. So with 1:16 remaining, we'll step away for the final time, potentially here in regulation. 34-21 your score. Burlington will get the kickoff when we come back on KBUR.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? Hi, I'm John Hart, your Burlington area Edward Jones financial advisor. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 319-753-5693. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
69 yards and, more importantly, 5 minutes and 6 seconds. CCA gets a 11-yard touchdown run from Jordan, or make that Jackson Stevens. And it's 34-21.
Sack lined up, ready to tee it off. Cameron Horn and Dimitri Donald deep for the Greyhounds.
Little squib kick going to be taken by an up back at the 43. That's interesting.
Well,
it's Zuriel Garrett who falls on it at the 43.
They don't want to take any chances on a big return. So get a little squib.
So the Greyhounds need a minor miracle to keep from falling to 2-4. Stranger things have happened, but going to take a quick hitter right away. Robinson under center, tight eye once again. Chiseled dots the eye. Robinson keeps it around the right side, cuts it back near side. Between the hashes, runs up the left hash, gets to the 46. That's a gain of 11. That was the oddest
broken play that worked that I've ever seen.
Got some guys who kind of going in a different direction here.
Clock winds at 105. First and 10 from the 45. Robinson. Gave it to Butheris. Not much there, but he spins out of the tackle. Gets three down to the 42.
Timeout. Burlington. You got him. Use him.
So CCA, it would appear, will improve to 2-0 in district play. Now 2-4 overall. Burlington will drop to 2-4 and 0-2 in the district, leading into a showdown with Clinton next week at homecoming. Well, that'll be followed up by a road game at Oskaloosa and then wrapping up the regular season at home against Cedar Rapids Xavier.
Well, Scott, I got to tell you, there's a lot of good things you can take away, but you just kind of run into that shooting yourself in the foot thing, and that you just can't do when you're a team that runs the ball as much as the Greyhounds do.
There's only one turnover, you know, but that was a turnover that occurred when it was 7-7, and you gave CCA a short field, although you forced a punt on the ensuing drive. It just stunted any momentum the offense had, at least for the rest of that first half.
Yep.
Robinson going to throw, slips, falls, tracked down, sacked. Back at the 49, a loss of 7.
You know, it's kind of a situation where your defensive line can just pin their ears back and come at you. Play action is kind of a moot point because you're just playing some sort of prevent here. So we're looking at a long third and 15 from the CCA 49, and not a whole lot of.
Well, I thought Burlington took a timeout. They did not. Clock's at 10. I thought they took a timeout. Third down and 14. Robinson. Rolling right side, gets the corner, going to keep it, gets the first down inside the 35, thrown down at the 30. Ball on the ground, picked up. And Gabe Robinson fumbled it, picked up by Cam Horn. So we'll give...
Actually, if you watch it, Scott, right at the end as he's getting tackled, he pitched it out. And, you know, really good effort on that last play.
So give Robinson 14, and what the heck, I'll give Cam Horn 5. So that'll do it. That's the final play of the game. Somewhat anticlimactic.
Yeah, very much so.
I thought they had called a timeout, but the clock continued to run, and so that's how it all ends. Burlington falls tonight at home 34-21 at the hands of CCA. The Clippers improved to 2-4, 2-0 in the district. Burlington drops to 0-2 in the district and 2-4 overall. We'll tell you the score, hopefully, if we can find it, of that Xavier-North Scott game when we come back and begin the postgame show. Brought to you by Orthopedics Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center. That and more in 2 minutes. 34-21 again, your final. CCA defeats Burlington on KBUR.
Your child got hurt in the last game and you're worried. Is it just a bruise or is it something more serious? Find out at the Saturday Morning Sports Medicine Clinic at Orthopedics, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center in West Burlington, where orthopedic providers will evaluate your injured athlete. No appointments, just answers. Open 8 to 9 a.m. during the fall sports season. Athletes must be accompanied by a parent or guardian, and don't forget your insurance card. Right place, right care, right here.
This is perfect patio weather. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. As Chris and Ryan's crews are busy installing awesome patios around Southeast Iowa and West Central Illinois, I am anxious to continue using mine. As the days get shorter, it becomes necessary to add a little light to your patio. And nothing does that better than Love and Flame patio candles and burners. I absolutely love the ambiance of flickering flame as I sit and relax. No matter the size of your deck or patio, Ritter's has the perfect candle or burner for you. And they all use the safe, water-based Love and Robin Flame Fuel. Ritter's is offering end-of-the-season sale prices right now in the prime season to enjoy the perfect weather we're having. Many of the candles can also be used indoors for more hours of soothing enjoyment. Ritter's has all Love and Flame candles at 50% off, all tabletop burners, fuel, butane lighters, and butane at 25% off. As you are enjoying a perfect evening on your patio, you'll be thinking,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Picture this, a bank where friendly faces greet you by name, where decisions are made locally with your best interests at heart, a bank that invests in the growth and prosperity of our community. That is the story of Pine Grove Savings Bank. We have competitive rates on CDs and a variety of checking and savings account options for your personal or business use. Pine Grove Savings Bank, working for Southeast Iowa. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The game is in the books. With more insight and analysis as to tonight's outcome, we present tonight's postgame show.
No!
Back to the field. Here's Scott Mason and John Flaherty.
Back here at Merrill A. Miller Senior Family Field at Bracewell Stadium, where CCA knocks off Burlington 34-21 in the first ever matchup between the two teams. It's been a series of two-game streaks for Burlington. Lost their first two, won the next two, then have lost their last two as we head into homecoming week. On a bit of a downer after losses to North Scott and CCA, but a good effort tonight. Trailing 27-7, the Greyhounds battle back to 27-21. Just could not get a stop when they needed it on the last drive when CCA took over with 6 minutes and 22 seconds remaining in the ballgame. We were able to kill the clock, took up over 5 minutes, and scored on an 11-yard touchdown run to seal the Greyhounds' fate. Your stats? As we begin the Orthopedic Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center post-game show, CCA finishes with 301 yards of total offense. Jackson Stevens, 153 yards on the ground on 26 carries and a pair of touchdowns. Sam Pettinger had 7 carries for 43. Ethan Weiss, 1 for 8. Quentin Tran got sacked twice. Otherwise, he had 4 carries for 12 yards, ended up with 6 for a negative 3, a total of 40 carries on the night, 201 yards, 5 yards per carry on average, 2 touchdowns on the ground. Through the air, Tran was more than effective. 6 of 7, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. His favorite target was Owen Rosenberger at 4 catches for 71. Sam Pettinger added a catch for 23. And Cale Berry, a touchdown reception of 6 yards. Again, 6 for 7, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, 301 yards of total offense for CCA.
Yeah, I mean, a great team performance from a team that, you know, would struggled getting out of the gate, but they got their guys back and, you know, put in a great performance. And we talked about it at the half. You got a couple things that just shoot you momentum-wise, and you've got to have that body language, that bravado to come in. You can't – it's not one of those things that you can just turn on and off. You got to be on the grind. And, you know, early on in the season, we had that going. And so, you know, we hit these two road bumps. And to me, Scott, this is a little bit tougher than last week because this is a game that I said off the air that we could have won. It's not a should have, but could have. I mean, they're a good team, and I'm not going to take anything away from what they've done tonight. But we just little hiccups along the way, sometimes not even things that go in a stat book or go noticed in terms of a change in momentum, but just staying engaged. You know, I was blah, blah, blah on rapping after, you know, a contact and making sure we don't go. And those are answers you have to have because now your mountain is extremely tall if you're thinking about trying to get into the playoffs with any kind of help from anywhere else. So you got to take care of your own business. And when you're looking down the road in 3 weeks to a Xavier team that just took it to North Scott, you're kind of gulping a little bit. But the first things first, you got to get through next week and all the activities. And, you know, people don't come home for a parade. People don't come home for Powder Puff and Rough and Tough. People come home to see the homecoming football game. And so you hope you guys get yourself focused on that. Have fun. You know, I can be a lot softer now that I'm no longer on the sidelines. I'm like, yeah, go have fun. Go pick somebody out and have a date. Go and dance. But, you know, seriously, it's a lot of distraction. You could sit there going, oh, well, the season's a wash, so, you know, do whatever. But I'm telling you, this is a situation where you can end up still having a positive season and having, was his first three positive victory seasons in a long, long time for the program. So there's still a lot of things to shoot for.
So the Greyhounds have 289 yards of total offense, every single yard on the ground. Gabe Robinson only attempted one pass, and that was incomplete. On the ground, he had 21 carries, 132 yards, and two touchdowns. Butheris, Rafe Butheris, added 10 carries for 44 yards. Caden Schizel, 6 carries for 36. Adrian Perez-Hall, just 5 carries with 43 yards and a touchdown. Cameron Horn, 7 carries for 29 yards. And Dimitri Donald, 4 carries for 5 yards. Overall, 53 rushes, 289 yards, 5.5 yards per carry, and 3 touchdowns. But the Greyhounds get outgained 301 to 289. Started on the upswing tonight. Burlington got a touchdown on its first drive. 9 plays, 71 yards. Took 4:27 before Gabe Robinson ran it in from 14 yards out. And after the Peyton Humphrey kick, it was 7-0. But CCA would take over from there. Jackson Stevens scored the first of his two touchdowns, this one from 6 yards. Then Cale Berry caught a 6-yard touchdown pass from Quentin Tran. Then Owen Rosenberg caught his 38-yard touchdown pass from Tran. And then Tran ran it in on his own with his own legs, and it was 27-7. Burlington then found some life, scoring back-to-back touchdowns after they forced a punt in between. Gabe Robinson took it in from 13 yards out to cut it to 27-13. Then Adrian Perez-Hall scored from 8 yards out, and after his 2-point conversion run, it was 27-21, and the defense needed a stop, but it wasn't to be tonight, as CCA would go 69 yards and 506, and Stevens would score his second touchdown of the night, this time from 11 yards out, and after the CCAT kick, it was 34-21, which ended up being your final. John Flaherty, who is tonight's, I got to get it right, who is tonight's Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game?
You know, I'm going to work backwards for you, Scott, because I first thought it would be Cam Horn, because he did some very nice things with the ball when he ran. Then I'm like, man, Rafe Butheris really had a nice night on both sides of the ball. But it still comes back down to the guy who handles the ball on every play, and that's Gabe Robinson. And he did a wonderful job. And really, the single pass he threw was not a bad pass. And it wasn't even the fact that two guys were close together. I mean, it was just a bang-bang type of play. So I just – and the way he finished running strong and with some energy, I think his teammates need to take a look at that and say, that's what we need every play in every series that we have. And a lot of that, you know, goes back to practice. And, of course, we're not at practice. We don't see what goes on. But to me, that's our impact player of the game.
I'll go with that. Again, Robinson's statistics, 21 carries, 132 yards, 6.3 on the ground, and two touchdowns. Gabe Robinson, tonight's Area Recyclers Impact Player of the Game. Well, John, it's 10:35. I've been up all day.
We thought this game would – I really thought we'd be home by 10.
That's why you don't put it in the universe. Not that I mind long games.
I don't either.
That's why you don't put it in the universe.
My mindset, you know, I'm going back into baseball a long, long time ago when I was still coaching some baseball. I was coaching with Jerry Anderson, former Burlington coach, and we were doing some traveling ball. And so we were up, and it was two outs, and we were up two runs. So I'm like, this game's over. So I started putting some stuff away. And all of a sudden, a home run brought it to within one. Jerry quietly walked over to everything that I had just put away and was ready to pack up. And he just went, and he just pointed his finger at me and said, never again. So I'm like, I'm done handling the equipment.
Did you end up winning?
Yeah, we did, because it was a pop fly to the short left field off of Tyler Gustafson's glove into Jack Flaherty's
You
club.
Might remember...
So I'm done. I told him, I said, I'm done handling equipment. So I was like, man, this is great. I'm done.
You might remember a certain semifinal baseball game in Des Moines in 2008.
I might have remembered a game like that.
Burlington 9, Marshalltown 5. Going to the 7th.
Yep.
And somebody inside the dugout said, Coach Reed, I can't believe we're going to play for a state title tomorrow night.
Duh.
Lost tonight.
You don't
put it in the universe.
Yeah.
Just like if I'm in transportation and we look at each other and we say, boy, that morning went really smoothly. The afternoon's going to be all jacked up. Guaranteed. So keep your mouth shut next week. It'll be a long week next week anyway because you'll have the extended halftime and then, you know, it just homecoming is what it is.
I love homecoming. It's like the greatest weeks of high school football.
So if things stay the way it is, Xavier and now CCA are 2-0. Oskaloosa, who led at Clinton, is 1-1, as is North Scott, 1-1. Burlington and Clinton playing next week, both 0-2.
Somebody's coming out with a victory.
John Flaherty, thanks as always. That is my first thank you. Mark Garten back in the studio. My thank you to you. Great job. I told Steve today, I said, the new guy, he's a good one. He's a keeper. Don't let him go anywhere. He's doing a great job. Mark Garten gets us in and out of breaks and makes us sound better than we actually are. I want to say thank you to all you fans out there who listen or watch or whatever. Hopefully you're sitting down below us at the game but listening in your trashy, dusty transistor radios with your headphones on, just like we did back in the 80s. My dad used to have one and put his big old headphones in, and hopefully you have as much joy listening to it as we do bringing it to you each and every Friday night.
Well, you told me I was done, so I took my headphones off.
I know.
But now I'm back.
No, put them down. You're done.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm excused.
I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors, starting with Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, the Des Moines County Historical Society, Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, Diamond Vogel Paint, The Drake, Matt Rinker State Farm and Rocket Mortgage, Zeiser's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Case Spine Community Credit Union, Orthopedics, Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center, Area Recycler, Standard of Beaverdale, Danville State Savings Bank, Pizza Ranch, Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Ritter's Landscaping, Home and Garden Center, Grandpa's Homemade Ice Cream, Edward D. Jones, the John Hart Financial Advisor, All-Star Made Right Diner, Prawl Insurance, Wingstop, Industrial Motors, Tiffany Brockway, your REMAX Real Estate Specialists, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Worth Insurance Agency, and Mitchell Arms. And finally, I want to say thank you to my three favorite people, my wife Kelly, my son Ian, and my daughter Aubrey, who had a birthday yesterday. She's now a big 12, almost a teenager. How did they get that old that fast? You know, it was 12 years ago last night, but I was missing the Burlington and Bettendorf game that you were on the sideline while Michael Cation did my job sitting at Fort Madison Community Hospital.
Remember, I'm excused.
You are excused. That'll do it for tonight. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you have a great week coming up. It's homecoming week. Something to be excited about. Clinton's here next week. Both teams 0-2. Both teams looking to get on track in Class 4A District 3. Once again, your final score, CCA 34, Burlington 21. Thanks so much for listening tonight. And until next week from Bracewell Stadium, we say goodbye and have a great week.
Burlington High School Football on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, Prawl Insurance, Mitchell Arms, and Outdoors, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Wingstop, Tiffany Brockway REMAX Real Estate Specialists, the Broadway Bar and Grill, Ryan Schmitz Flooring America, the Worth Insurance Agency, Standard of Beaverdale, the All-Star Made Right Diner, the Danville State Savings Bank, Industrial Motors, Grandpa's Homemade Ice Cream, John Hart, your Edward D. Jones Financial Advisor, Pizza Ranch, and by Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. Also brought to you by Queso's Mexican Bar and Grill, the Des Moines County Historical Society, the Drake Restaurant, Matt Rinker State Farm Insurance, and Rocket Mortgage, Zeiser's Landscaping, Roberts Tire Center, Brown Shoe Fit, Case Spine Community Credit Union, Area Recyclers, and Southeast Iowa Regional Medical Center Orthopedics on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Attention, please. I